Blog Talk Radio.
Listen up, cause y'all can't
do it.
Like
do it.
It's a whole different vibe. You niggas collide with the music. I blend in with the music. I don't think you get it. I'm fluid, I glide with the music. Shit, I'm fly with the music. You understand what I provide through the music? Yeah, your best vibe for the music. My version of me is different from what y'all see. The voice through the speaker, the image on TV. I'm top tier. Your thoughts should matter, but your thoughts don't matter. My vision is clear. Yeah, I give them octane. I'm like fuel as you move through the lane. Downshift, the momentum never change. And everything I do is monumental in the game. It's factual, nigga, you pray for the fame. I'm natural, you did something strange for the change. Fire from long range. My accuracy is insane. Flagship with the game. OG respectable. Vintage, limited, nigga. Collectible. My aura's unfamiliar when I'm stepping through. Alone, but I feel like a wrecking crew. You know how I feel. Boom, boom.
Eyes on the prize.
Listen up, like
I,
cause y'all can't, like
I,
it's a whole different vibe. You niggas collide with the music. I blend in with the music. I don't think you get it. I'm fluid, I glide with the music. Shit, I'm fly with the music. You understand what I provide through the music? Yeah, your best vibe for the music. My handle is upscale, praise for the frequency. When you discuss fine wine, mention me. Fabric imported from Switzerland and Italy. The perfect blend between now and then chemistry. I'll make your favorite artist nauseous and bow willingly. Or contemplate suicide if he ain't feeling me. You kidding me? Ask the greatest, who's the greatest? No influence from the latest. I'm in a different zip code. We ain't neighbors. I bust rhymes.
Flip mode.
They can't take us. I'm generation flat. They can't break us. I ain't about to crumble for shit. I ain't got to be humble for shit. They can't shake us. You lames know my position in the game. I'm legit. Oh, I'm as dope as it gets. And I'll focus on what niggas represent. Follow the script. Don't get hit.
Eyes on the prize.
Listen up, like I, cause y'all can't,
do it,
like I,
do it.
It's a whole different vibe, you niggas collide with the music, I blend in with the music, I don't think you get it, I'm fluid, I glide with the music, shit, I'm fly with the music, you understand what I provide through the music, yeah, your best vibe for the music.
Yeah, DJ Sincere, Dirty Bass and Radio. We back in the building, bring you that official vibe, bringing you that unique feel that you can get from no place else. Thank you so much for tuning in. All right, we back in the building once again, giving you another fantastic edition. We got a whole slate full of folks ready for y'all today. So grab your refreshments, you know what I'm saying, whatever libations you enjoy, whatever adult beverages that you enjoy. If you're a 420 connoisseur, roll up and enjoy. All right, we're about to go in today. All right, big shout out to everybody that's online checking us out. Big shout out to everybody on the social media showing love and support. Thank y'all so much. All right, we definitely appreciate that as always. All right, big shout out to everybody that supports Dirty Basement. All right, both in front of the scenes, all right, and behind the scenes. A lot of people that you don't necessarily hear about and that you don't see, who helped to make this happen on a weekly basis. All right, different people have definitely helped us out for a number of years, all right, to help keep this situation exactly what it is and to keep it one of the most hated and the most emulated radio shows out there for the last decade, period, full stop. All right, big shout out to all the guests that's going to be in the building today. Right, we're expecting a young man by the name of Notes 82, hot independent artist. He'll be in the building in just a bit at the bottom of the hour. Looking forward to also speaking to a very attractive and talented young lady goes by the name of Tiffany J. She's an R&B singer. She's scheduled to be in the building during the 6 o'clock hour. Excuse me, y'all. And last week, we had a little discrepancy. We had a little scheduling conflict. We weren't able to get Murphy Lee and Kai Wan from the St. Lunatics in the building. All right, so we worked behind the scenes all week long, and hopefully we'll be able to get them nailed down and in the building today, but we are definitely looking forward and expecting them to be in the building, both Murphy Lee and K-1 especially expected to be in the building today. Big shout out to the St. Louis. Take a big shout out to my dude, DJ Frizzell. I'd help me work behind the scenes to secure this situation. 563-999-3050 is the call-in number. Please pick up that telephone. Give us a call. Let us know what's going on in your neck of the woods. All right, we segued from Black History Month into Women's History Month. In case you're unaware, March is Women's History Month. So you'll see a lot of different things, a lot of different type of advertising, a lot of different type of programming. That's the word I'm looking for, a lot of different type of programming in support of that. We also got some things that's going to be coming up. I've been working behind the scenes with my technological guru. I bitch it out to Black Caesar, and we're going to see about Dirty Basement jumping it into the world of crypto. I think I might be releasing something in the very near future, within the next couple of weeks. And for those of you who are into the NFT world, I might want to keep your eye out. Dirty Basement is going to be scheduled to be releasing an NFT in the very near future, so definitely stay tuned for that. A lot of things going on. Once again, telephone lines are open, 563-999-3050. Those of you that keep up with the politics may have heard that once again, just in time for a Women's History Month, even though there was a lot of different speculation about it for about the past month or so of exactly who it would be, all right, the current resident of the White House, Joe Biden, has decided to release a name or the name of the person that he is going to be nominating for the Supreme Court. Now, he made a pledge that he was going to nominate a Black woman if the opportunity presented itself, and opportunity did present itself. So he followed through on that. So whether you agree with that or not, that he should have done it in that fashion, as if to, you know, just put it out there and, you know, not to at least play the game that, I'm going to pick the best person qualified, and, you know who you're going to pick anyway, and just go ahead and do that, or whether or not, stating that early on and then just go ahead and following up with that was the right thing to do. But nonetheless, he did pick a Black woman to be nominated for the office. Ketanji Brown Jackson, all right, is the Ketanji Brown Jackson is the nominee, all right, and I guess we'll be seeing what comes out of that hearing. But by all accounts, she's legally qualified in terms of her education, qualified in terms of her experience, qualified. But I think we're going to might have to take a little bit of a deeper look and see exactly what we're going to be getting with her before we have to experience it firsthand and find out the hard way. All right, like we did with we kind of knew what he was about before he got in there, and that's Clarence Thomas. But we don't want to be surprised. I don't think we're going to be too surprised because, you know, you don't get to be on this particular level and given the opportunity to have these kind of positions if you are not already playing the game, so to speak. All right, but definitely want to know what y'all think about it. All right, 563-999-3050. Big shout out to my dude, Mr. Raw. All right, he's back in the building on Thursdays, all right, with the Brother and Sister Experience. Make sure that y'all tune into that every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Him and the super cool Purple Dread, all right, will be in the building every Thursday. All right, they'll be doing a damn thing with their whole different vibe, you know, with the music and the poetry and the throwbacks and the spoken word and Mr. Raw's Blender today. And, you know, all kind of things be going on during that Brother and Sister Experience. So make sure that y'all come through for that. And, of course, on Mondays and Fridays, we have Priest in the building, all right, with the Listening Room, Philly on Monday, and then the Listening Room, D.C. on Fridays, all right? So make sure that y'all check out all this different programming that we have here on Dirty Basement Radio. All right, let's get into a little bit of this music, and we'll be back. Expecting our first guest at the bottom of the hour. This is how we get it in. Be right back.
Don't be scared to dream. I was a staple in the hood. Now I'm seldom seen. Born to be audio cons.
Creature feature, my sound split the speakers. OG from back in the days of VCR meepers. DVR the trap star, fish eggs, caviar. Pisces the water sign, astrology, Cupid star. Thundercats, my marauder, ever living nigga ugly. I am Mike, got trouble with Robert Gibbons. Looking crazy on Bubba Walker. Fuck wrong with Mike? Drop the slip of a Mickey or he's fucking with that white, I don't know. But you know how Hollywood go behind the scenes. Teams for shit come to show, but anyway, back in the range, cash advance, beans in and out the hole like army ants. Lift a shit that's 10 times bigger than this. Frill and thin, I guess they get the extra strip from the stem. I know you heard it once before, but I'ma say it again. Get high off your own supply and you end up like this. Cardinal sin, let the dogs in the chain, let it go. Better talk for a minute to be spread that snow. Shit, I'm trying to eat good, silver spoon flow. Expand my paper, if I know my dough, let them know. Let the dogs in the like a tattoo with ill, how colors blend. Don't compare them to the others, they just pretend. Another class like Clark Gable, going to win. Niggas eat glasses like a fake bitch with silicone twins. My niggas must be through the cow, leaving out in the sun and watching me turn foul. I'm a throwback nigga from the days of the crack valve. Stay waiting in good season, a little new now. Bird sick of my style, stick around for a while. Check out my melody, God gotta rock him smile. You can hit me via internet using your PayPal. The world never runs dry, the flow sweats out my mouth. I'm so high, so fly, I can stand in the clouds. Look at the past, it's the present. I'ma pop right now, shoot him now.
Let the dogs in the chain, let him go. Better talk for a minute to be spread that snow. Shit, I'm trying to eat good, silver spoon flow. Expand my paper in below my dough, let him know. Let the dogs in the chain, let him go. Better talk for a minute to be spread that snow. Shit, I'm trying to eat good, silver spoon flow. Expand my paper in below my dough.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, the independent artist's best friend. We just getting warm. Just about 15 minutes into the show, we're right at the top of the show, giving you all the hottest independent artists that you will find no place else. Big shout out to Headstrong. You just finished listening to him. Next up on deck, big shout out to Lady Miz. She was in the building just last week, had a fantastic interview with that young lady. Make sure you go back and check the archive. She definitely got some fire. This is a banger from her right here. This is her alongside of Mason and Uncle Jay. This is called Freedom. Let's go.
All we wanted was freedom. I just wanna be free, fighting against these chains lost for me. When y'all gonna see that we more powerful, where you need to die for?
Freedom.
It's bigger than me, fighting for the ones that's coming after me.
Still ain't got
respectfully, always praising the ones that died for me. We took 2 steps forward and 10 steps back. When you're black, always feels like we under attack. Y'all don't know the feeling of constant pain and no killing. Every time they show black people is more killing. They ended segregation, they gave us Jim Crow. So our inventions, now we the minstrel show. Dr. King had a dream that we was free at last. But this modern day lynching is a invention from the past. It's gonna really take us to fix us. We want our own, not a seat on your bus. We rise up, they always try to defeat us. The broken system was never made to protect us. I can't breathe, cause I get no respect. Get your foot off my back and your knee off my neck. We suspect, cause our skin is black. We say black lives matter, they always deflect.
Freedom.
I just wanna be free, fighting to get these chains off of me. When y'all gonna see that we more powerful, where you need to die for?
Freedom.
It's bigger than me, fighting for the ones that's coming after me.
Still ain't got
respectfully, always praising the ones that died for me.
From the beginning I was hated cause of my skin color. What type of shit is that? I mean, we all one, bleed the same color. Tough from another land, built up the back of my ancestors. But still no love for the colored man or woman. This the blood on the leaves, America. The pain's still there, we never forgot it. Still waiting for my 40 acres and a mule, where they at? My fist up, 2021 and still no equality. We still fighting for the power to be here. Tell me, was the justice in that? My people still dying every day. We put our lives on the line and serve a country that's built off a lie. Until they try to deny it, sweep it under the rug and try to hide it. But yet I'm still here, fighting for my
freedom.
See, it's black bodies and black souls. No, stories yet to be told. Demolish our economy, Black Wall Street broke the down, and then when we do it, they call us animals. Ain't that something, huh, America? Can you hear me? My fist up and now you fear me. We lived a life in fear for too long and now we can't take it no more. Our blood's in the streets and in your hands, Mr. America.
Black bodies and black souls, imprinted on these walls. Black bodies and black souls, imprinted on my soul.
Waiting on freedom in the USA has been a lifelong struggle each and every day. Fighting for a right to the everyday scene, while equality and justice is a never-ending dream. Brothers and sisters, fear was really real. We need love and unity to seal this deal. Different religions divided us in time, waiting to be saved by the ones we call divine. This call for freedom is so loud and clear, it's all over the world for everyone to hear. It's up to us to be louder than the rest, because the knees on our neck is what started this mess. We hold the key to free the shackles of our mind, so that we can come together for a better day and time. No thanks to handouts or words to lean on, cause together as one, all we wanted was.
I just wanna be free, fighting to get these chains lost on me. When y'all gonna see that we more powerful, where unity died for? It's bigger than me, fighting for the ones that's coming after me. Feeling God, respectfully, part of praising the ones that died. All we wanted was.
Dirty Basement Radio, the independent artist's best friend. Some fantastic music coming from Miss Lady Miz. All right, fantastic artist, a fantastic song. Big shout out to her, big shout out to everybody that's on her team. All right, make sure you check out her latest offering. She has a compilation that's out right now. I call Family Business. All right, make sure y'all go and check that out and support hot independent artists. Now, the fight for freedom is a never-ending thing. It's a constant thing. If you stop fighting, if you give an inch, next thing you know, you'll find yourself way back to, you know, some place that you definitely don't want to be. So it's a never-ending, endeavor. And as black folks, we got a lot of haters out there. We got a lot of folks who are lined up against us. Some of those folks even look like us. All right, as some folks used to tell me, every skin folk ain't kin folk. All right, just because they look like you don't mean that they have, you know, your same interest. They may have a whole different, separate agenda. All right, now we know about the folks on the other side of the scale. You know what I mean? We know that some of those folks are have been against us for a number of years. You get people from all over different parts of the world who have bought in to that whole mindset, to the white supremacy mindset, and they have aligned themselves with our enemies against us. So we have a whole lot of haters. But like my man Mondo Brown says, we got to keep on moving forward, doing what we got to do, and just shake them haters off.
Hey, hey. Mondo. Brown.
I shook them haters out, 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 man, I shook them haters out, I shook them haters out, I shook them haters out, man, I shook them haters out, I shook them.
Can't touch me like MC Hammer. Dallas rapper Mondo Brown, Ash Ketchum. Funky mom balls in my pants, but I don't battle. Mister, if you're mad at me, then I'ma make you madder. I just told you the truth. I'm in the vocal booth. Your boy better be cool. My handyman got it too. My sniper's on the roof. They'll knock out your caboose. That bun that go kaboom. It feel like a cartoon.
I shook them haters out. 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 Man, I shook them haters out. I shook them haters off. I shook them haters off. Man, I shook them haters off. I shook them. 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 I shook them.
Yeah, that was Mondo Brown. All right, coming out of Texas. Make sure you check out Mondo Brown. All right, real active and interesting artist. All right, we had him in the Dirty Basement. He was on these airways a couple of months ago. I had a great interview with that young man. Make sure you go and check out that particular interview. Found out a lot of things about that gentleman. But you can definitely check him out online. Check him out on YouTube. You can check him out on episodes of both Jerry Springer and on Cheetahs. Yeah, the man's been active. He's definitely been active doing the damn thing. So definitely big shit out to him. Now, I can tell you all about them haters. You know what I'm saying? Shaking them haters off. A lot of times I'll be feeling like a running back. I'll be having the dip and the juke and the spin and to shake these haters off on a constant. Like, get off me. You know what I'm saying? I'll be having to dodge them. It's crazy out there, but I've become an expert at it. So it really don't bother me no more. You know what I'm saying? They can't even get their hands on me. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't want my hands. All right? But they keep messing around. That's just what they going to get.
Gonna lose. I guarantee that you're gonna sleep. I'll smack a bitch in 2 next week.
We do the damn thing like no other. You just finished listening to my homegirl Spicy on that joint. All right, that's her latest hottest single right now. That joint is called Hands, available on all platforms, getting a whole lot of spins worldwide. The video is out right now on YouTube. Go get that. All right, go support that. All right, hot independent music that you'll find right here on Dirty Basement Radio. Expecting our first guest to be in the building in just a little while. Notes 82 is scheduled to be here in just a bit. But in the meantime, let's keep it going with the ladies. All right, going back into the archives for this one. Haven't played this one in a while. All right, big shout out to my girl, Nafisha Pasha, a.k.a. Flawless the Rap Chick. This is a love song.
Not a lesbian, but I got a girlfriend. She got me feeling like a kid again. And I gotta make the song cry. So I wrote this love song to my do or die. I'm mixed chick and I love her looks. Worth the illest MCs out her flat bush. She taught me early from a little girl. She's kinda like a whole nother world. My whole other world, my baby girl keeps me coming back. She shouted out no matter where she at. Brooklyn, how cool is that? She was divided with hate and lies, diversified, gentrified, solidified the source of my pride, and I rise for my Brooklyn.
Girl, I love you, singing love songs to my borough. Brooklyn, I love you. Brooklyn, girl, I love you, singing love songs to my borough. Brooklyn, I love you. Brooklyn, girl, I love you. that you may feel inside. It's not a New York thing, it's a Brooklyn thing. So I married my broad with no wedding ring.
I'ma do this game how I want, I'ma fly ass chick and I'ma beat y'all later. Just in case y'all mad and eat y'all up, and my body is so damn high. Y'all know my fans love me and they know that I'm gon' rock the spot. I'ma ask y'all names one time, do y'all think I'm gon' stop this shit? Whole things I'ma shut y'all down, cause y'all know I'm not listening. And I'm not having it, I'm with the R from the I and the ING. We are the city of champs and you know that you wanna join us. See baby, I can do this, better get back, I'm smashing. Better lean back, better get that, I'm the grandest. See damn, I'm nothing but a real one. Better own it, never outdone. Never know how the W came back. This how the West is won. Deal with it, 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 deal with it. I'm bringing everything on the line. You ain't never met a chick this fly. The West was won, cause we stay up on our grind. This how the W came back. This how the West was won. They threw me up in the mixture, and then I beat the storm. My next love until I get my way. Y'all know this girl, Miss Joy, that up and spoke and we run LA. They know everything going up, don't miss the screw how we run this town. In Southern California, we cruise the coast till the sun go down. They wanna see the LA diva, they wanna get the green and say hi. They wanna touch the bank and say right, but we finna march and say fly. See baby, I can do this, better get back, I'm smashing. Better lean back, I'm stacking, better get back, I'm the grandest. You came back, this how the West is won. Deal with it, 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 deal with it. I'm bringing everything on the
Oh man, digging back in the archives for that fire right there. This is from Brooklyn all the way out to the West Coast. You just finished listening to Miss Toy on that one. Deal with it. Ain't played that joint in a minute. Bitches out the hub, bitches out the floor. It's the rap chick who you just heard prior to that with the love song. Expecting our first guest to be in the building. Notes 82 is scheduled to be in the building in just a little bit. I got my dude, Mr. Roy, running around. Hopefully, I'll be able to get him settled down behind the microphone in just a bit, see what's going on, and get him together for all of this. But in the meantime, let me jump back. Let me jump over to the telephone line, I should say, and see if I have my guest in the building. Let me see if I got my guest in the building as I speak. I big shout out to my brother Priest. I see him in the building. I'm going to get him mic'd up in just a minute. 347, you're live on the air, Dirty Basement Radio. What's good?
What's going on, man?
347. Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Notes 82. Is this you, my brother?
This is Notes 82. Yes, it is.
All right, all right. No doubt. Well, welcome to the Dirty Basement, brother. I appreciate you coming on through.
Definitely, man. I'm glad to be back, man.
All right. No doubt. No doubt. If you could, you know, adjust your microphone and maybe get a little bit closer to your phone, that would be great. You sound a little, a little distant.
Okay, hold on 1 second. I got you. Can you hear me now?
All right. I think that's a little bit better. So once again, welcome to the Dirty Basement. All right, I know that you've been out there working. Working your music, doing the thing. So if you could bring us a little bit up to speed on the latest. I know you got a new single out, and you're definitely working that single. But if you could bring us a little bit up to date on what you've been up to in the past couple of months.
For me, it's just basically been preparing for my third album that I'm going to be putting out, called Life Beyond the Light. I dropped my first single off of the project. I'm actually working on a video. The single is called Right Tonight. I believe you have that. It's New York City's new anthem. So for me, it's just music. I've just been working music, and just, you know, just trying to enjoy life, man, at the same time with enjoying the music. So really just working on this project. My album is actually done in the studio. I don't have an exact date when I'm putting it out, but it's actually mixed and mastered and ready to go. And right now I'm working that single all around to a whole bunch of DJs and stuff like that, and then I'm actually trying to shoot a video for it as well.
Okay. Now, you said that you're on your third album. Now, you've done all this as an independent?
All as an independent, yes.
Okay, well, you know, talk about that situation a bit, because, you know, being an mm-hmm. independent, anything, you know, being an entrepreneur or, you know, just being out there and putting out product, you know, as an individual and not having, you know, that kind of corporate backing, or, you know, maybe not having the, you know, the proper team mm-hmm. in place, or definitely not the machine, so to speak. What's that, what's that been like for you? What's some of the trials and tribulations been? Could you give some, you know, because there's so many individuals that are out here, both male and female, that mm-hmm. want to enter this business. You know, we're in the technology mm-hmm. era. We've been in that era for the last decade. There's a lot of different ways, you know, to do it, but they all require, you know, a certain know-how and definitely expenditures. You can't get around spending the money. So,
yeah.
Why don't you talk about that a little bit?
For me, with the independent thing, man, I applaud everybody that's actually wanting to do it on their own. There's nothing wrong with actually getting the machine and having that behind you. But there's so many people, you know, out nowadays, like you said, that it's really difficult unless you're actually willing to put the money in to get to where you need to get. Now, on an independent scale, I always tell people I always like to spend my money wisely. And what I mean by that, you have to spend money. So marketing, you know this, you're in the radio business, you still have to spend money on marketing your product, because you are the product. You understand what I'm saying?
That's
so
right.
It's no different. Independent is no different. It's a different from a label, but it's no different as what a label does when they have an artist on their record label. So as you being the record label, you have to understand that if you need to go do shows, if you need to go put up billboards, if you need to, put marketing, you have to market everything, and it has to be money put into everything. And that's the same thing that a label does when they have an artist. The only difference is you're doing it independently. So at the end of the day, you're kind of tapping on the brick wall, tap, 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 tap. And the more you spend, the more investment you should see coming back. And that's what I've done. I think I just now know how to be a complete artist when it comes to marketing, publishing, and all that other stuff for the last 4 years. And I've been doing music practically my whole life. You know, so it's all about knowing the business. Whatever works for you, works for you. If a label comes to you and they want you to sign a deal, and that deal fits what you got going on and what you want to accomplish and what you want to do as an artist, then take the deal. Don't just take the deal because of the money. You understand what I'm saying? Because sometimes, you know, I like to get it from the mud. So having the story of being independently doing it for the last 4 or 5 years, and then somebody come along and say, yo, we want to sign you, and I could say, you know what, I want to make sure this deal is right for me and it fits me, that could be a great story. And that's why I keep going independently and keep doing the music and keep pushing myself. So, you know, when our label does look at it, I could say, hey, this could be a partnership instead of you guys signing me. Hey, we might just make this a partnership and do 50-50. You understand what I'm saying?
That's right. You know, and that's part of the game. I think some artists don't really understand is that if you put yourself in a better position, you get a better situation. You know, if you don't come in as a, you know, you may be a talented liability, but you're still a liability. You know, they still have to take that risk on you. You haven't proven yourself to any degree, even on an independent level, that you can move any amount of units, that you can generate any amount of attention for yourself. But if you've managed to do mm-hmm. that on an independent level, and you've managed to do it, and you say, okay, then you approach the label, or if you've done it enough, the label will approach you, because they'll be able to see that you've been able to accomplish a certain level on your own with the understanding yeah. that if you had a bigger budget, then you could do more. So, you know, that's definitely something that a lot of artists need to look at, and definitely do your best to build up your own individual brand, you know, before trying to get a situation with a major or anything. Were you ever approached? Have you ever had an opportunity to sign to a major situation?
No, I've never had that opportunity. I would say, you know, certain independent labels that wanted to sign me. I had, you know, when I was younger. And I'm glad I didn't take this deal, because I wasn't really experienced then when it comes to the music. It was more or less like you know, I had something with one of my homeboys, and he kind of knew some of the people in the industry, and he wanted to sign me to, like, a single album deal or whatever like that, and I had to move out to L.A. Unfortunately, I'm glad I didn't take it, because I probably would have got screwed, and I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know the business, like how I know the business now, you know? So, unfortunately, I didn't get signed to a major. I mean, a major never came and had conversations with me, but that's something that I'm working on, and that's why, you know, my PR, which I love, she's the best PR in the world, that's something that I'm looking into, to getting into right now in my older age at 40, you know?
well, you know what I'm saying? Music is, you know what I'm saying? Music is timeless, art is timeless. So, you know, that really doesn't play, role in it. I think it, you know, I've had this conversation with people before. It only plays a role when it comes into black music in general, hip hop in particular, because we're the only ones that do that. We're the only ones who allow that to be done to us, in terms of turning, making our music so disposable, like it could just be turned over and turned over and turned over at such a heavy clip. And it's really kind of unfortunate, because we put our artists out to pasture. We thought, well, yeah, you know, you need to go sit down now. You shouldn't be making music no more. And it's crazy. And it's crazy because nobody else does that. You know, you'll have the Rolling Stones and all these motherfuckers that's in their 70s going on tour.
Exactly.
You know, putting out albums, selling out arenas, and, you know, still doing their thing. And nobody, you know, nobody says that to, you know, so nobody says that to them. So that's really kind of unfortunate. But, you know, who do you listen to? Just as a fan of music, who do you listen to?
As a fan of music, man, I'm still old school, but I got a little bit of sprinkle of new school lyricists. Like, I like J. Cole. I like what's his name? Tyler the Creator. I like Kendrick, J. Cole. Who else I said? And old stuff, Snoop Dogg. I'm a Brooklyn kid, so I like Jay-Z. I like Fabulous. I like Biggie. Sprinkle a little bit of Tupac. So I'm like this. I like all types of music. So you can catch me one day probably listening, even with R&B, probably listening to, you know, Usher one day, but then I'm listening to Justin Bieber the next day, you know? So I'm just a lover of music.
Gotcha. All right. Once again, this is Dirty Basement. This is Dirty Basement Radio. We have Notes 82 in the building right now. Looks like I got my co-host. He's ready. And I see I also have one of my other on-air personalities. He's in the building also. But let me get them connected. Let me get Mr. Roar connected right quick and bring him in on this conversation. Then I also get Priest connected. He's also in the building. Mr. Roar, what's happening?
You already know how it's going down. What's going on? No, 82. What's going on? Give me a blessing, please.
How you feeling, man? How you feeling, King?
Man, I'm here feeling with my two hands the best I can and do better.
I hear you, man. I hear you.
For a couple of the people out there who don't know who Note 82 is, where you rep, and who is your most collab that you always had envisioned in mind, and if you get that opportunity, you jump at it.
Unfortunately for me, well, one of them is Tribe Called Quest. So I would look at Q-Tip. I definitely want to do something, but the person that was my favorite out of that group was Fife Dawg. So, you know, if they got some open verses and stuff that he got, I would definitely like to get Fife Dawg. Unfortunately, like, you know, he passed away a couple of years ago, but Fife Dawg would actually be, from a rapping standpoint, would probably be one of my, you know, my dream collabs. And then if we talking rapping, if we talking production, I would say Kanye West and Dr. Dre.
Okay, so where are you from? Where are you from?
I am from, right, currently now I live in Connecticut, but I am from Brooklyn, New York, the East New York section of Brooklyn.
BK, okay, that's it. Now, from a female's point, you hear how the music distributes now. I'm not going to say that I don't like it, but it's just that some of the content doesn't gravitate me, but if you told me a bunch of male rappers that listen to in life, who are the females that respect for?
I can take you back. So I like love MC Light. I love Queen Latifah because, like I said, I seem to be in that bracket of lyricism. So people like MC Light, people like, you know, Queen Latifah, even now we like Rod Digger or like, you know, even Nicki Minaj, the early stuff Nicki Minaj actually did. Because I was a fan of Nicki before Nicki actually became the Barbie princess that they portray her to be, where she was really rapping and it was about bars and like that. So those are the female rappers that really, you know, stick out to me when it comes to just, you know, what I've listened to over the years.
Okay. One thing, and then I'm going to pass you back to Note 82 is an artist that listened to somebody referred me. What can they say about you that's going to make me gravitate listening to your music?
My work ethic, man. Like, everybody can say what they do, but I'm a studio rat, man. Like, you know, ever since COVID actually took over, man, I'm in the studio all the time, you know, and I've always wanted to create and always wanted to make myself, you know, a better artist than I was, you know, 5 years ago. You know, a lot of people get lazy with this thing. So for me, it's kind of like when you drop your first album, you drop a classic or you drop something that's hot, a lot of people have a tendency to just fall off. Me, I believe that you should always want to be on top, no matter what. Because every phase of your life, you should have something to talk about. You know what I'm saying? So just my work ethic alone. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to, you know, get my music heard. You know what I mean? Even with marketing. Like, a lot of artists are not tapped into marketing themselves. They always look at it as, oh, I'm going to get a PR, I'm going to get something. Like, MJ is definitely my PR. She's one of the best PRs in the world. But I always want to, you know, market myself because I am my brand. I am the label. Note 82 is a label and a brand by himself, you know?
Do you embark in production?
Say that one more time. I couldn't hear you. Kind of broke up a little bit.
Do you do any production? Do you have any producers or anybody is vulnerable to get?
Yeah, I would say, like, Tone Jones, a couple of other people that's production-wise, Young Swisher. And really, that's it, man. I'm a type of artist where I'm tapped into the lane that I'm in. I'm never trying to tap into anybody else's lane because I'm only me. It's only one Note 82. So those producers actually, you know, they actually fill in the gaps when it comes to Note 82 and what I'm trying to accomplish and what I'm trying to do.
Okay, that's the stuff. I appreciate what you got going on. I'm eager to hear what you got going on. We're going to link up on the social media. Go look out for my name, Mr. Roy. Hey, man. Salute to you.
Salute, King.
All right, no doubt. Big shout out to my brother, Mr. Roy. Appreciate that, Mr. Roy. Let me jump back to the telephone lines. Once again, like I said, I have one of my other on-air personalities. Priest is in the building. Let me see if I get him connected real quick. Priest, what's happening with you?
Peace, family. Yo, family. Note. That's what the brother name is. Note.
Yeah.
Note 82.
Listen, you got a chapter in the brother's book. You got a chapter in my book. You need to start writing that, Jane. Okay? You can start at page 37 and just say all of what you just finished saying. And that right there is going to be... Yeah, man, that's going to be part of the best-selling book, man, because, you know, I do jazz. I'm on the listening room D.C. and the listening room Philly here on Dirty Basement. So what you just said was so poetic. I was like, yo, you one of the people, you need a part of the book, bro, because the youngins need to know what you just said in detail. They need to hear the work after. They need to know about getting with this thing, man. You got to get with it. You got to sleep, eat, drink, doo-doo, shit, piss, everything to make this thing happen. I'm sorry, I was kind of rude. You know what I'm saying? But, bro, I heard you speaking, and you were so profound that I'm going to be quiet now because you said exactly what I said. I'm my own marketing. That's what I told this Congress dude running for Congress today. Dude asked me, where is your business card? I said, I have my business card. Google me. Let's get with the program. Because I'm not in the hesitation. I ain't in no hesitation with you. I'm not in the way until tomorrow. My thing hot. It got to come out now.
Exactly.
So I heard that.
You're right.
I heard that in your voice, bro. I heard that in your voice. And I'm cooking at the moment, you know what I'm saying? But I was like, bro, thank you. Whatever you need to do, you come on the listening room, and I got you, bro. But, you know,
yeah,
you got to bring your secret, you got to bring your secret music. That stuff ain't nobody heard yet. Yeah, that's why it's called the listening room. See, that stuff there. I want that. All right.
Yep.
DJ Sincere, I'm going back to cook it. You can mute me now. Thank the brother for being on the show. And whatever you do, keep writing. You on page 60 now. I done got from page 37 to page 60. Bro.
You take care, man. I appreciate you.
Hey, I'm taking care. I'm thinking about how we're going to download this show and get the information off of it, which everyone on the listening land can do. But listen, please, bro, you be at peace. Keep loving the family, and whatever you do, keep positive, man. Keep it 100.
Definitely, man. Definitely.
All right, Priest, thank you so much. Also, definitely appreciate you. Once again, you can catch him doing double duty here on Dirty Basement Radio on both Mondays and Fridays in the Listening Room Philly on Monday and the Listening Room D.C. on Fridays, both at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure that you tap in to those shows. But we definitely have your new single, brother. We got that Right Tonight single that we definitely want to, you know, get into right now, as a matter of fact. So why don't you introduce that song for us, please?
All right, people, this is Notes 82. This is my brand new single, Right Tonight, New York City's new anthem. Check it out right here. And you say New York City. Gonna get right tonight, of course we in the building, we the shit, walk a light. New York City, is you with me? Damn right, we like to fight. New York City, is you with me? Here's the apple, take a bite. We gon' get right tonight, of course we in the building, we the shit, walk a light. New York City, is you with me? Damn right, we like to fight. New York City, is you with me? Here's the apple, take a bite. If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. New York City, the place, we on the come up, damn. Always chasing that paper, stacking a lot of bands. Before the Barclays Center, Brooklyn was going ham. Now I'm chasing a goat, niggas is only fan. Hold the reason I'm spitting, not in my 40s, damn. I've been moving and grooving, focused, I want it all. Need the culture to listen records with white dogs. Got me trippin' just listen to try, we needed y'all. Gave me visions of spittin' cyphers with Ricky D. You see the ruler is back, another sight to see. I'm on my hip-hop shit, they drinkin' O.E. Shout out the OGs, really moving white keys. Kept acknowledge yourself, I'm from the concrete. Seeking knowledge of wealth, invest in my dream. This is much more than music, slogan Nike. We gon' get right tonight, of course we in the building, we the shit, walk a light. New York City, is you with me? Damn right, we like to fight. New York City, is you with me? Here's the apple, take a bite. We gon' get right tonight, of course we in the building, we the shit, walk a light. New York City, is you with me? Damn right, we like to fight. New York City, is you with me? Here's the apple, take a bite. Here's the difference, you should listen, trying to show you growth. This is history, officially I'm back to toast. Love the culture, see these vultures try to serve you dope. This is Novocaine flow, call it antidote. Spitting fire in the booth, split your cantaloupe. This is vital information, you need theory cloak. Nick fishing, he was wishing he was on the boat. Hands high, no reply, see they bout to choke. Cause they mumbling these words instead of rapping most. Think you deaf cause all the music that I hear is trash. Lots of artists want this money but they crap is bad. On my boom back shit and still going ham. This is hip-hop, bitch, take your ass to class. Golden era, my lane, I had to take them back. 2021, my year, just like the 90s scrap. I'ma get it, I'ma take it, spittin' full of jack. We gon' get right tonight, of course we in the building, we the shit, spark a light. New York City, is you with me? Damn right, we like to fight. New York City, is you with me? Here's the apple, take a bite. We gon' get right tonight, of course we in the building, we the shit, spark a light. New York City, is you with me? Damn right, we like to fight. New York City, is you with me? Here's the apple, take a bite.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio giving you more new music than anybody else before everybody else. We got the artist himself in the building right now. You just finished listening to that new heat coming from Notch 82. That's called Right Tonight. Yeah, definitely the brand new New York City anthem. Everybody in New York City, stand up. Get on board on that one. All right, brother. We definitely appreciate that. You definitely got something on your hands with that one. We definitely going to be rocking that one here on Dirty Basement Radio, brother.
Appreciate that, man. I really do, man.
But now, before I let you go, I got to ask you one more question. Why Notes 82? All right, why that name?
It's funny, man. So, now, when I was smaller, I used to walk around the house with notebooks and stuff like that. And my brother used to joke, because me and him, like, we jokesters, man. So he used to be like, yeah, I'm going to call you the notebook. So that's what my name was. But then it was kind of like when I met one of my homeboys, he's like, no, let's shorten that. Let's not call it Notes 82. Let's not call it notebook. Let's call it Notes. So I was Notes at first. But then somebody put in my brain, like, yo, if you're going to go ahead and do this name, you don't want to get in it if you get signed or something like that. You don't, everybody has Notes. So they spelled it N-O-T-E-S. It was a couple of artists that had it spelled that way. So okay. What I decided was I moved out of New York City, I want to say about 2008, and I came back in 2018. And that was 10 years after the fact. So 8 years when I moved down south, and then where I started recording music again, and then 2 years where I came back and fully became a full-time artist. So that's where the 82 came from. Ironically, the 82 is actually my birth year as well.
Okay. All right. How about that?
So the 82 wasn't added because it's my birth year.
All right. All right. We'll definitely appreciate that breakdown, a little behind-the-scenes information right there that some of y'all definitely, I wasn't mm-hmm. aware. I'm quite sure a lot of people weren't aware of that. So, you know, definitely was a pleasure talking to you, brother. Can you give everybody your social media and information so we can stay current with what you got going on?
Sure, not a problem. If you want to find me on IG, you will find me at Notes82 underscore. You'll find me on Facebook at Notes82. And that's basically, you got to spell it out, N-O-T-E-S-E-I-G-H-T-Y-T-W-O. And then on on Twitter, you can find me at NotesView33. And check out my new single that's out right now. It's on every platform. It's in all stores Right Tonight. And then my album that's dropping later on this year. Stay tuned for that.
All right. Well, that's what it is, brother. Once again, thank you so much for coming through. All right. Please don't be a stranger. All right. Whenever you got some new music or some new info, anything you want to talk about, or, you know, or just when you got some time, pop on through the Dirty Basement, man. We definitely appreciate what it is that you're doing and the music that you're putting out.
Definitely, man. I appreciate you for having me on here, man.
All right, you take care. All right, in the meantime,
you too.
Let's spin it back one more time for Notes 82. Definitely vibing with this song. This is Right Tonight. Brand new music right here on Dirty Basement Radio.
And you say New York City. Gonna get right tonight, of course we in the building, we the shit, walk a light. New York City, is you with me? Damn right, we like to fight. New York City, is you with me? Here's the apple, take a bite. Aight. We gon' get right tonight, of course we in the building, we the shit, spark a light. New York City, is you with me? Damn right, we like to fight. New York City, is you with me? Here's the apple, take a bite. If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. New York City, the place, we on the come up, damn. Always chasing that paper, stacking a lot of bands. Before the Barclays Center, Brooklyn was going ham. Now I'm chasing a goat, niggas is only fan. Hold the reason I'm spitting, not in my 40s, damn. I've been moving and grooving, focused, I want it all. Need the culture to listen records with fight dogs. Got me trippin' just listen to try, we needed y'all. Gave me visions of spittin' ciphers with Ricky D. You see the ruler is back, another sight to see. I'm on my hip-hop shit, they drinkin' O.E. Shout out to OGs, really moving white keys. Kept acknowledging self, I'm from the concrete. Seeking knowledge of wealth, invest in my dreams. This is much more than music, slogan Nike. We gon' get right tonight, of course we in the building, we the shit, spark a light. New York City, is you with me? Damn right, we like to fight. New York City, is you with me? Here's the apple, take a bite. Aight. We gon' get right tonight, of course we in the building, we the shit, spark a light. New York City, is you with me? Damn right, we like to fight. New York City, is you with me? Here's the apple, take a bite. Aight.
Here's the difference, you should listen, trying to show you growth. This is history, officially I'm back to toast. Love the culture, see these vultures try to serve you dope. This is Novocaine flow, call it antidote. Spitting fire in the booth, split your cantaloupe. This is vital information, you need theories cloak. Nick fishing, he was wishing he was on the boat. Hands high, no reply, see they bout to choke. Cause they mumbling these words instead of rapping most. Think you deaf cause all the music that I hear is trash. Lots of artists want this money but they crap is bad. On my boom back shit and still going ham. This is hip hop bitch, take your ass to class. Golden era my lane, I had to take them back. 2021 my year just like the 90s scrap. I'ma get it, I'ma take it, spittin' full of jack. We gon' get right tonight. Of course we in the building, we the shit, spark a light. New York City, is you with me? Damn right, we like to fight. New York City, is you with me? Here's the apple, take a bite. We gon' get right tonight. Of course we in the building, we the shit, spark a light. New York City, is you with me? Damn right, we like to fight. New York City, is you with me? Here's the apple, take a bite.
Yeah, what up? This Brooklyn Zone. Uncle Murder.
Yeah, this is Sticky from Sticky in the Hood.
What's good? This your girl, Beanie.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, C-Rock the Fury here, man.
Yo, what it do, baby? It's your man, Mike.
Hey, yeah, check it out, man. It's your boy, A-Con. You know it's that official conference squad.
Yo, this be the almighty fourth disciple in the place to be.
What's up, y'all? It's your homegirl, Sunshine Anderson.
This is Late, the international rhyme spitter, representing Wu-Tang Recordings, England.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's your man, Guru, the Icon. I'm chillin' with my partner, super producer Solar, representing 7 Grand Records and all that.
Yo, this is MC Light, the one and only, reppin' real hip-hop with DJ Sincere in the Dirty Basement Studio.
Check speaker.
Introducing the Restroom Kit, your personal care kit when traveling. The best solution for personal care when using public restrooms. When nature calls, the Restroom Kit was created to be used in any restroom away from your home. Each kit includes an oversized seat cover with rear pocket to support stability and alignment, 1 yard of 3-ply toilet paper, hand wipe, and flushable tush wipe. Small enough to fit in a purse, pocket, your backpack, or car travel kit. Go to therestroomkit.com. That's therestroomkit.com.
All right, Dirty Basement Radio, we back in the building right now. Big shout out to our prior guest, Notes 82, for coming through. I had a fantastic interview with that young man. Expecting our next guest to be in the building. Miss Tiffany J is scheduled to be in the building in just a minute. All right, let me get my co-host back connected, Mr. Roar, right quick. Mr. Roar.
You got one of those vacuum packs?
Well, you know, that's our sponsor right here on Dirty Basement Radio. All right, that's the sponsor here. All right, for the listening room connected with our brother Priest. You know what I'm saying? So we could definitely make some of those available. All right, matter of fact, let me bring Priest back in so he could direct you more directly to help you out with that, Mr. Raw.
What? Help you? Yeah, bro, I'll help you. I'm with you every day, bro. I will help you any day, as long as you offer me a space, in sunny Florida right about now. It's too cold, man. It's cold one day, hot the next day. Can I get down there where the iguanas are warm again, brother?
Man, I got to go feed them. I forgot all about that.
Hold on.
Let's see, when you get carried away, I might have to go to that bathroom pack.
That's what all of us can
know. Well, Priest, you could definitely let everybody know real quick where they can purchase that particular item at, because it's definitely a needed item, especially in this particular day and age. Sometimes you go in certain places and the facilities may not be what they should be. And, you could have something on your person that can maybe help you out in that kind of a situation. So, is there a particular website that people could purchase that product from?
Yeah, you can go to therestroomkit.com.
There you go.
That's where you go, right?
Yeah, go to therestroomkit.com. All right, that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
It was created for us entertainment people in particular. Because we travel a whole lot all over the world in precarious places. And the bathrooms are not so nice. So we kind of like came up with that product and it's been working out just right. If you go to certain bathrooms, you will get the same laugh I get, you know, in the industry. But yeah, that's what it is.
All right, absolutely. So once again, go to thewrestlingkit.com and make sure you have that. And just in case of an emergency, all right, Dirty Basement Radio, we got our guest Tiffany J getting ready to come up in just a minute, going to get her connected in just a hot minute. We'll be right back right after this. Big shout out to Mercs of Kills. All right, he was in the building just a couple of weeks ago. All right, fantastic artist. He's definitely doing the damn thing. This is his hot single. This is King of New York.
I'm him, my win, ain't no whim. I'm all in, I'm here.
I'm the big in the sick, you know exactly what this is. From birth, rip the turf from the avenue of church. Blast first, send them off. I'm the boss, pay the cost. I ain't trying to take a loss. If they cross, pick them off. I'm the king of New York. The idea, don't get caught. Middle finger to the court. Only thing that was taught. When we jump from the porch, get loaded and floss. Big bro with the sword, get dough, brush them off.
I'm him, my win, ain't no whim. I'm all in, I'm him, my win, ain't no whim. I'm all in, I'm him.
I'm a pimp, you a simp, all I need is a glimpse from the bottom of the trench. In my percent, if I smell something off, all I need is a scent. I'm then working with the beam and the lean with the tent. All you hear from the scene is the scream when I spin. Aim for your limb, put three in your brim. My win ain't a whim when I say that I'm him. I paid them all me for free just for me to say
I'm him, my win ain't no whim. I'm
Dirty. Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, we in the building right now. Got our next guest on deck, Miss Tiffany J. Let me see if I can get this connection made right now. Miss Tiffany J, are you with me in the building?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you somewhat. I can hear you a little bit. Hopefully I'll be able to hear you a little bit better, but I can hear you a little bit.
Let me try to adjust and see what I can do to make that better. Hold on.
Okay. All right.
Is this better?
Oh, yeah, there we go. Yeah, that's definitely a little bit better. There we go. That's better.
Okay, there we are. We in there then. Let's go.
All right. All right, that's what it is. So how we feeling today? What's the word? What's happening with you? Definitely welcome to the Dirty Basement. We appreciate you coming on through. Now, 704 is the area code. So where you located at? Where you from?
I am in Charlotte, North Carolina right now, riding on this lovely 85 North Interstate.
All right, that's what it is. So now, are you a native? That's where you from?
No, I was actually born in Brooklyn, and I spent a majority of my time when I was in New York in Manhattan, and then I moved down here when I was 8. So I've spent a majority of my life and raised here in Charlotte, North Carolina, but I started, you know, way up top.
All right, that's what it is. All right, definitely. All right, well, welcome to the Dirty Basement. Now, we do understand that, you know, you are a R&B artist. Now, how long have you been, you know, pursuing this as a, you know, as a career? How long have you been, you know, interested in music? How did you get into this?
I have been pursuing music for a very long time. I just started counting the years, and I've been with my music manager for about 20 years now.
Wow.
Just working, grinding, yes, like developing myself as a person. I started when I was about 16 years old, like pursuing it publicly, and I think that's also when I met him. I had two opportunities to go to labels and learned a whole lot every single step of the way as far as building the brand, becoming the total package, working on me personally as a woman and also as an artist, and constantly revamping so that I can be the best person that I can be for my fans.
Okay, and what was your situation, you know, what was your, I guess, you know, what was your situation like, you know, during those labor
with the
years?
The meeting?
You know.
Yeah, so I was a senior in high school for the first one. And we went to A&M Records. At that time, I was still growing and coming into my own from moving down south. So when I came when I was 8 years old, it took me from like age 8 to about 16 to get adjusted. And it was a very difficult, traumatic experience for me. So coming into that label meeting, the total package not only embodies what's on paper as far as your pictures and your actual music, but it also embodies the personality, which I was still lacking at the time. So ever since then, from about age 17, 18, up until or whenever 2018 was, however old I was there, that's where I basically honed in on my craft as far as becoming the personality and in the engagement that is necessary when it comes to being an artist. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, you know, because, you know, you definitely can't be, you know, you definitely can't be a wallflower.
Exactly.
Now, I think, you know, some of the most successful artists that manage to, you know, balance things are those who have, you know, are able to separate certain kind of things. You know what I mean? Because, you know, you could have, you could, you know, you have to be the person that you are, but then when you perform, that's another person, so to speak. You have to, you know, you have to be more engaging. You have to be more personable, you know, for that audience than you may necessarily really be in real life.
What I'm saying is I had a problem with that on both ends of the spectrum. Like,
okay.
And that's what the issue was on the,
I get it.
Yeah, coming into it, she was like, maybe go to college and just, you know, get a little bit more experience. And so I was literally like just, you know, trying to come into my own and really trying to understand
right.
what that was. Very, very shy. The person that you're talking to on the phone right now is nowhere near who I was way back when. So I've definitely grown up a lot. And then the last meeting with Atlantic Records, that one, it was more so about our marketing is concerned. And so it wasn't necessarily that we were doing anything wrong, but I definitely used that as a stepping stone to try to figure out, all right, we've been doing this all these years. What else is it that I am missing? And the missing link was to really hone in on my branding and the look, the design of what Tiffany J actually looks like. And that's actually when Tiffany J was birthed. So the Tiffany J version that you see today, she's really only about like 3-4 years old.
Okay. So
yeah.
Tiffany J is a reinvention. She's a reinvention.
Exactly.
Okay.
I dig it.
I dig it. All right. Well, that's what's up. So, you know, we are early on. All right, because you know, 3-4 years is a little while, but it's really not that long. So we're, you know, early
right.
enough during the, you know, during this reinvention stage, so we could get an early look at what's going on. So, what's your sound like, you know, as opposed to, you know, some of the different things that are, you know, in the market right now? How do you, you know, what was the plan for you to be able to do something that separates yourself from, you know, what's already there?
That's a really difficult question. I can tell you what I like, and I'm still trying to figure out what my sound is. Now, I can tell you, which I've been saying in a lot of the interviews, you know, I have Whitney and Mariah. That's, I feel like that's backing me as far as my roots, where I vocally come from. But as far as what I already have out there, it's more of a
that's
chill
rare.
Vibe.
You do realize that's very rare air. You said Whitney and Mariah. All right, that's very rare air.
Yes, and so the song, I have to do something, but I'm still working on solidifying what the Tiffany J sound is. And I think that's also going to come over the next couple of years as well when I figure that out. And that's when you get to work with, you know, a producer that really gets to, like, develop you and things like that. So I think right now we're still experimenting and seeing what really sticks, you know?
Okay. What's your creative process like? you know, when you sit down to, you know, to write a song, or, you know, you sit down to, you know, get in your bag, so to speak, what's your creative process like?
A lot of times I like to sit and work personally with a producer, and more so someone who's actually a musician, someone who can play keys and who has an understanding of melodics and harmonies and things like that, because that's what I love when it comes to music and the arrangement. We sit down. If they come up with a track, that's great, and I can, you know, write things on my own. And usually I like to spend a lot of time by myself, get all of my ideas out, and then I either go back to that said producer, or I go and have a meeting with my music manager, and we collaborate, and we figure out what's the best version that we can come up with after I've gotten all my ideas out. And then after that, we solidify, okay, the arrangement. I go home, I basically rehearse it for about a week, and then when we get in the studio, I can nail it down in one session and it's done. One or two sessions, let's say that. I'm not going to be too, you know, too overzealous or whatever.
Well, I got you. I got you. All right, no doubt. All right, that's definitely, definitely cool. Definitely cool. All right, we're in the building right now with Miss Tiffany J. She's hanging out with us in the Dirty Basement. All right, DJ Sincere holding it down. Got Mr. Roy in the building. Going to get him back connected right now and bring him in on this conversation. Mr. Roy, where you at?
Cool. Front and center in the building, trying to see what Tiffany J looks like, because that voice is very intriguing. Very intriguing.
If you go to Miss Tiffany J, just MS Tiffany J A Y E, that's Miss Tiffany J on Instagram. That's where you'll find me.
There you go. That's what I'm going to be doing as we talk. You know, I can multitask. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. I hope you're doing good.
I am, too. I just fed the iguanas. You know, everything is all gravy over here in Miami. Beautiful place to be. It's hot weather like the way you sound over there. Your voice sounds very, very intriguing. So I'm looking forward to hearing your music and your contribution. And like DJ Sincere just said, you know, those two names you put in the air is a very good,
yes,
good reference. Those two are some solidified singers. And just putting yourself in that likeness is putting yourself in fruition, placing your energy in the air. So keep up that good energy. I was going to ask you, who did you look forward to or who did you listen to when you were coming up? But you kind of answered that already. So
I got more.
All right,
if you want to hear.
Give me your top five influences that brought you into being Tiffany J.
The top five, well, you already heard Whitney and Mariah. I want to say Janet. I want to say Boyz II Men. I want to say some of Babyface, Brandy, and Luther from back in the day. Currently, right now, who I really, really love is Ryan Leslie, Kevin Ross, Lucky Day, to name a few.
Wow, you name almost a lot. You name 80% of the people that I love. So I'm really excited to hear what you are going to see. That is beautiful. In this day and age, you know, music is timeless, like you said. It's what is going on now. What do you feel that you are going to bring forth to have your name put amongst the same names that you just mentioned?
Right. My contribution, I want to be an inspiration. I want to be a spark. I want to be a light. And so the feedback that I've gotten lately, let's say when you've stumbled upon my page and just kind of looked at my content, that's basically what it is that I am. My smile is something that brightens your day when you know, you're feeling bad and you come on my page and I'm up there talking or smiling or dancing or whatever. My music is something that you can listen and it pierces your soul and you may shed a tear or it may just warm your heart. So I really just want to be that spark of inspiration to let people know that everything's going to be okay. You're not alone in whatever it is that you're going through. I've gone through it as well. And that we are in it together, and life is good. It's great.
That is beautiful. That's a vote of confidence, almost in a motivational speaking type of essence. As I just noticed, you're very easy on the eyes, so that is definitely going to be a plus to, you know, your success, because I guess, you know, nowadays you have to always reference notoriety when it comes to women's, when it comes to looks. So we look at you first, and then we want to hear you. So, you know, when you invite us in, when you invite us in with your looks, then you captivate us and then put us in a headlock with your music. And it depends on how long, this is my reference, it depends on how long and how good your music is and on how long the headlock holds and if you put us in a
sleeper. Right.
So, you know, I'm looking forward. Now, you take any production or you stick in-house studio?
I can take other production as well. I do a lot of in-house work. A lot of the people that I usually work with are people that I've known over the years, so we've already built like a rapport and some trust. But, you know, I'm open to see, you know, what's going on. Just have to see if we flow together. And, yeah, definitely open. Always got to keep the bridges open because you never know where they might lead, you know?
Yeah, you never know at all. I just followed you. Follow me back and we can have a good networking situation. I appreciate you. I'm going to slide you back to DJ Sincere. I'm looking forward to hearing your music.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, no doubt, Mr. Raw in the building. Appreciate that, Mr. Raw. All right, we got Tiffany J hanging out with us in the Dirty Basement. All right, DJ Sincere holding it down alongside of Mr. Raw. I got a 240 area code that wants to join the conversation, so let me bring them in on this real quick. 240, you're live on the air with Tiffany J. What's good?
Ooh.
Wow, man.
240.
Hey, what's
up? Can you
hear me? Yeah.
You're live on the air talking.
Well, I just want to say I love the way Tiffany just presents herself over this, during this conversation. I'm really looking forward to listening to some of her music, some of the people that inspire her, inspire me. So I just want to say good luck to you, continued success, and I'm looking forward to hear more of you and more about you.
Thank you so much. That means a lot. I really appreciate that.
Oh, no problem at all. I'm telling you, just hearing your voice and the inspiration, the people who inspired you, is just so inspiring to me. So I'm looking forward to for big things from you.
Yes. Awesome. Well, you know, so like I said, Miss Tiffany J, all things Tiffany J are on my website. That's MissTiffanyJ.com. I also have a podcast where if you want to hear my voice and if that's soothing and inspiring, you can listen to that as well. My music right now, what we've got Calling Me, we've got Work For It, and we've got Say That You Want Me, that's under Tiffany J. So those are all available on all digital platforms, and just having a good time, enjoying life and putting out music, you know?
240, where you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Clinton, Maryland.
Okay.
Hello.
Right, we appreciate the check.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, we appreciate the check-in. Thank you so much.
Thank you. No problem, man.
Right, enjoy the show. I really enjoyed the show.
All right. Well, hold on tight. We definitely got that Tiffany J music coming up in just a minute. All right. We got her single Calling Me coming up in just a minute. So definitely don't go no place. Please hold on tight. All right. I got Priest back in the building too. I know that he wants to say hello. Priest, what's happening?
Man, listen, stop playing, DJ Sincere. Stop playing. When you brought on this sister right here, with this voice, right? And I ain't even seen a picture. I'm going to Instagram in a few minutes. Hi, Miss Tiffany. I'm Priest Alica.
Hey.
Listening room DC, listening room Philly. Your voice, right? Okay, we going to the next level. Me and you going to the next level. Okay, because when you talk,
Tiffany, all right, Tiffany, this is something I go through all the time with this guy. He's always trying to come on and steal my guest. See, that's what it is.
It ain't that. It's the quality of the talent, right? And that's why I got
I have two shows on this platform. So every time he does this, he always brings on some top talent like yourself. So I heard your voice, and I'm like, have you heard of Brenda Russell?
No, but I definitely need to write her down and see what's up.
Go ahead. Oh, you're going to see what's up. We go on to the next level real quick, because I'm going to see you again in 6 months. You look up Brenda Russell and Diane Reeves. Your voice is that right there. Both of them ladies right there. Since you named two ladies already. Since you named two ladies already. Now I'm going to give you two more ladies. I'm going to give you two more ladies. Okay, I'm going to follow you on Instagram in a few seconds once I get that, because DJ Sincere, he is teaching me how to do all this technology stuff. I'm the old dude, so I got
to
work it out.
It's okay. It's never too late to learn. Come on now.
Man. Hey, I went back and got a college degree. I'm good, dog. I'm good. Is that Miss Tiffany or Tiffany?
Miss Tiffany J. So for MS, Miss Tiffany J-A-Y-E.
Okay. Miss Tiffany. Is that Jay? All right, I'm going to figure it out. I got you, Miss Tiffany. Look, you keep being you, and you keep being you, okay? Don't do nothing different than that. Don't let nobody tell you nothing different. You stay right on that path right there. And by the way, the person that called in, that was Bill Massey. He runs the Restroom Kit. So he didn't say nothing about that. But he's trying to get his company with a voice like yours to rep his company. He didn't say nothing, but I know the voice anyway I hear it, because I'm always starting something, Miss Tiffany, all the time. That's what I do. Hey, DJ Sincere, you can have your show back. Miss Tiffany, keep singing. You do that, okay? And I'm going to hear from you on the listening room. Yeah, you make sure we do that. We're going to do this.
Most definitely.
All right. All right, no doubt. That's my brother Priest. Once again, that's Priest Alica. You can find him here on Dirty Basement Radio every Monday and Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So definitely tune in to the Listening Room Philly and the Listening Room D.C. Make sure that y'all tune in. Right now, we got Miss Tiffany J in the building having a fantastic interview with this young lady. We got this single here. We got Calling Me. Now, I definitely need you to talk about that a little bit and to introduce that song for us.
You want me to introduce or you want to talk about? Which one you want me to do first?
Well, first I want you to talk about it.
Okay. So Calling Me, when we talked about my creative process, in addition to that question, a lot of times I sing about things that have happened to me. And so Calling Me is definitely a real-life situation that I put into a song. And what I love to do, what helps me therapeutically, is to take what has happened, take all of the emotion, put it in the music and leave it there. And then if I need to pick it up for a performance, I will. But that part of me is now, is dealt with, is done, and I can move on and move forward. And so had a situation where this one girl, she called me out, and she said, you was a red flag doing business and pleasure at the same time. I said, you know what? I will take that. At that time, yes, I was. We're not doing it no more. But, yes, I was a red flag at one point, had a situation. And the only reason was because it was someone I had knew from my past. So I felt like, you know, we can make things happen. And just like the song says, every word in the song was something that was actually said. Selling Dreams told me that I was killing the mood. Oh, I'm going to show you how bad it's going to be. It was just very verbatim. So I decided to put it in a song. And I also put my other talents in the video as well, as far as my dancing is concerned. And that's that. And so for the ladies, fellas, or whatever the case is, make sure that you don't only focus on someone's potential. When we talk about producers or anyone, whatever your talent is for that matter, you can be the best, whatever it is that you are. But if you're not actually putting those skills and those, if you're just not putting those skills and those talents where they need to be, none of those things really matter. You know, and so I kept lying to myself, thinking it was going to be X, Y, and Z, putting my professionalism off to the side, you know, for whatever, and, you know, wasted time, basically. And so that song is always a constant reminder to never do that again. But in the end, they know what's up. And they're going to end up calling you back. So that's what that song's about.
All right. Miss Tiffany J in the building giving us the breakdown of the history, the behind-the-scenes history of the makings of Calling Me. All right, Miss Tiffany J, would you please introduce that song right now?
We are having the world premiere on Blog Talk Radio, Tiffany J's latest single, Calling Me.
You're not expecting me.
Giving you more new music than anybody else before everybody else. Hot new artist, Tiffany J. She's in the building right now. That's a brand new single. That's called Calling Me. I definitely got some heat on your hands, young lady. And fellas, do yourself a favor when you're dealing with Tiffany. Don't say nothing stupid, all right? Don't say nothing stupid. Because you might find yourself in the middle of a song being played. You might find yourself in the middle of a song, all right? You might be a bar, all right? You might be a bar. You don't want that to happen. You don't want that to happen, all right? You'd be featured in the video and be looking stupid and everything, so it's bad. You definitely got a hot song. We definitely are, digging your vibe and your energy. We like what it is that you're doing here. right, on Dirty Basement Radio. Right, we're definitely looking forward to getting some more of your music also. All right, big shout out to MJ. All right, publicist is Jordan there. All right, she definitely be having a lot of artists under her belt that are, you know, solid mm-hmm. artists. And, you know, she definitely plugs me into some really good people. So I definitely appreciate it. Just want to give her a quick shout out also. So, you know, please give everybody, you know, your social media so we can stay in tune to what it is that you got going on, please, please, please.
So, everybody, All Things Tiffany J, you can find them at Miss Tiffany J. That's on Instagram. That's your Facebook. That's your YouTube. What else? There's a TikTok. There's Snapchat. Did I name it? Instagram, Twitter, everything. It's Miss Tiffany J, and that's MissTiffanyJaye. So Miss Tiffany J, that's also my website. If you forget, you can go there, and everything will link you everywhere else from there. Okay?
Well, please do just that. We are all going to do just that, and we look forward to you know, what you have to offer coming up in the near future. So please feel free to check back in at any time and, you know, let us know what you got going on, please.
Thank you. Most definitely. I can send you guys the other singles as well, you know, so they're pretty dope.
All right, please do. All right, please do. We'll definitely get mm-hmm. them rocking here on Dirty Basement Radio also. And as we let you go right now, unfortunately, we do have to let you go. But as we let you go, let's bring that song back one more time. Once again, big shout out Miss Tiffany J for being in the building with us in the Dirty Basement. This is her latest single. This is Calling Me right now on Woo-hoo! Dirty Basement Radio. Thank you so much, Tiffany. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Y'all take care.
All right. Take care.
Now who do you get out? But you
Yo, what's going on, y'all? This is the West Coast King, the Doing Major Damage DMD. And right now, you're rocking out with the hottest online station, Dirty Basement Radio, with my man DJ Sincere, you know what I'm saying? So tune in and check out my new single, Bathroom Passes. What the hell are you waiting for?
Restrooms. When nature calls, the restroom kit was created to be used in any restroom away from your home. Each kit includes an oversized seat cover with rear pocket to support stability and alignment, 1 yard of 3-ply toilet paper, hand wipe, and flushable tush wipe. Small enough to fit in a purse, pocket, your backpack, or car travel kit. Go to therestroomkit.com. That's therestroomkit.com.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio back in the building once again. Big shout out to the sponsor, the Restroom Kit. All right, you need that. You need that in your life. All right, we all find ourselves in situations in public restrooms and bathrooms, and, you know, you might be in the gas station or something, and you get the key and you got to go, and you open up the door, like, ah! You know, it's a sight. You're like, damn, the fuck? But, you know, you got a situation that you got to deal with. Otherwise, it's going to get ugly. You know what I mean? So, you know, the restroom kit will come in handy, help you out in that situation, and you'll be able to, you know, be on your way. So get that. Go get that. All right, therestroomkit.com. I make it sound funny, but it's serious. You find yourself in that situation, it's not funny. It's not funny at all. right, 3999-3050 is the call-in number. I got that 503 area code in the building. Let me get them connected right now. 503, what's happening?
Hey, what's up with y'all, man? DJ Sincere, everybody on the show, man. What's cracking, man? It's a lovely show,
what's
man.
Good with
KV. What's
good with
KV? Oh, man, I'm just
good,
KV. Chilling in Duke, right. Carolina.
Okay, okay, all right. Mr., you know what I'm saying, Mr. College Ball, you know what I'm saying, right now, whatnot, you know what I'm saying, it's going on, in that neck of the woods. So what's the latest with you, KV?
Oh, man, shit, I'm just chilling, man. Actually getting ready to do a couple of strain reviews here for the blog here a little bit later on. I came across something that ain't going to be grown here for another 8 months. Y'all hear about it.
Okay. Right,
that,
that's
man,
what it is.
Sitting in here enjoying the show. Dope music, man. That was a nice guest you had on. Nice track. Calling me, man. That was a nice show, man. That's a nice song,
that.
Too.
Like, yeah, no doubt. I'm Miss Tiffany J. We're definitely, vibing with her. You know, a little bit early in the show. She was on a couple minutes ago. Definitely vibing with her. Real good energy and real good artist, man. Definitely looking forward to getting some more music. Looking forward to I'm gonna be checking my email after the show. Hopefully, I have a couple more singles coming from her. We'll be spinning those here on Dirty Basement Radio also and whatnot. But now, last week we were scheduled to have Murphy Lee and Kaiwan from the St. Lunatics in the building. We had a little mix up, so I've been working behind the scenes for the past couple of days to get them secured back. So we're looking forward to hopefully having them in the building today during the 7 o'clock hour. So please stay tuned for that. All right, we're going to see if we can get both those gentlemen nailed down in the building. Definitely looking forward to talking to them about some things. They got some new music out right now. All right, both of those gentlemen. So we got a couple of singles on deck, some music on deck that we definitely want to get to. So once again, definitely stay tuned for that. I see my dude Two-Face in the building. Let me get him connected right quick. Two-Face, what's happening with you?
What's going on, my brother?
What's going on? Now, first off, my apologies. I know we're supposed to talk behind the scenes, but when I do talk to you, I'll explain a little bit further. But my life has been really crazy lately. My life has been really crazy right now. You know,
I'm the only one, bro, so it's all good.
You know, I kind of alluded to it early in the show, when I said, every time I leave the house, it's like I got people throwing monkey wrenches at me, I got to be shaking these haters off and dodging these motherfuckers like a running back, so.
Man, I'm not kidding you, bro.
Yeah, sometimes it gets a little crazy out there, but definitely my apologies, but I'll definitely talk to you behind the scenes, brother. We'll see what's good. But,
no doubt.
But we're looking forward to it. Yeah, what's the latest with you, bro? I said, what's the latest with you?
Well, I dropped a new single off the EP. It's called We Done Made It, produced by DJ 110. The song is, man, I'm getting some great feedback on the song. You know what I mean? We just dropped it, so it'll take time to pick, to catch on traction and all of that. But we just doing and letting it do what it do, man. I haven't put the name of the EP out there yet, but it's a 5-song EP, nothing but bangers. I think my track record speaks for itself, humbly speaking. We just putting out nothing but quality, man, and my produced by DJ 110, he pretty much produced the whole EP, so it's a great look. And that brother's from North Carolina, so he's like one of those brothers, like, Little Brothers and, those guys. He got that kind of flavor, that hip-hop flavor.
Well, definitely your record does speak for itself. You've put out a lot of hot joints over the years, You've always blessed us with a lot of flavor here on Dirty Basement Radio. We've been fortunate enough to get, some leaks and some, early releases. That we've been able to spend here, over the past few years that, you've been a big supporter of Dirty Basement Radio. So, yeah, we don't expect nothing less, bro.
Man, I greatly appreciate it, man, with the platform and all that. And, you know, y'all fam, you know what I mean? So I'll continue to, you know, hit y'all with new releases, you know. I mean, no matter how far I go in this, in, you know, my career in the music, you know. But we just doing what we doing, man. But everybody, you know, y'all can either stream it on all down, all platforms, or you could go to my website. I got a website. The website is twofacekanye.com. You know what I mean? Download it. Support the brother, man. You know, it's on the website. I mean, a buck and change. You know what I'm saying? But you can still stream it, like I said, on all platforms. We know that. I mean, I'm not going to put too much. I know that I'll save that for another talk. But, I mean, we just know what it is, man, with this music industry. This shit is funny. The music business is real funny. Like, if, as an artist, as an indie artist, like, people don't really get it. Like, you put a lot of money and grind and work into the music, and you might get crumbs. You might get a little bit back. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I get it why sometimes people go for a major deal. You know what I'm saying? Because the money that you got to put in, it's a bag you got to really put in. You feel what I'm saying? Or you gotta have a big following. You know what I'm saying? Like, fans that are really downloading and supporting your music, because the streaming is one thing. And you know what I mean? For those that don't know, you streaming, you getting pennies. I mean, not even pennies, less than a penny.
Fraction.
So
fraction of a penny.
You got to turn around and get 100,000. Excuse me?
That's at a fraction
what
of a
you
penny.
You said, bro? Man, look, it's a third of a penny. That's exactly what it is, a third of a penny. And when you think about it, when you do the numbers, 100,000 streams is only $460, okay? That's a lot of freaking streams. That's a lot of freaking streams, you know what I mean?
Well, let me break it down to let me make it simple for, like, a lot of artists. All right, now, there's a lot of streaming platforms. You got, you know, basically every platform, major platform that's out there, you can generate some level of revenue by streaming on their platform, from, you know, Spotify to YouTube to all these different platforms you can put your, you know, put your music on. But they each pay a different rate of a fraction. Now, a third of a penny, brother, you would be doing good if you got a third of a penny. If it only
That's Spotify.
I don't even know if they do an artist that well. If they do an artist that well, then big shit out to Spotify. But on a platform like Spotify, it's going to take you around 200 to 250 spins just to generate a dollar. Just to generate $1. Now, a platform like YouTube is going to take you over 1,000 plays to generate that same $1. A platform like Napster, even though it's no longer one of the bigger platforms, back in the day, Napster was very popular. People used to, you know, rip a lot of stuff off of Napster, and, you know, back in the early days of streaming and the internet and stuff like that, and, you know, peer-to-peer network and, you know, sharing content and stuff like that. But Napster might only take you like 50 spins to generate a dollar. But they all have, you know, all these different rates for artists, and it's really kind of crazy because, you know, like you're saying, it takes so much. You know, it takes so much just for you to make a dollar that, you know, if somebody does come to you and say, well, okay, well, I like what you're doing, you know, here's this bag, even though the bag comes with a lot of strings attached, a lot of times you're going to say, right, well, fuck the strings. I'm going to go for that bag because, you know, I've been grinding this long, and I've been spending this bread, and I've been doing this and doing that, and I'm trying to get over that hump. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get over that hump. So it's definitely understandable. But once you do get over that hump, and, you know, you do start to, you know, generate a certain amount of revenue consistently, and
it's,
you start
to,
you know,
feeling.
Put that much. And yeah, it's a beautiful feeling. You know, when you do start to, you know, finally get to the point where, You know, people outside of just your circle are now aware of what it is that you're doing, and, you know what I'm saying, and they fucking with you, you know, then it takes it to a whole nother level. And I think at that point, as we get ready to jump, I think as we get ready to jump into, you know, one of your past singles, or, you know, one of your recent singles, it is at that point, brother, and I think you'll agree, that life doesn't change. Right, this is my man Two-Face in the building. Let's get into this single right now, Dirty Basement Radio. You know how I do it, brother. You know how I do it. Let's go.
I love it. You got it, love it.
What you all been waiting for, that music got you feeling good. It started in the hood, my life done changed. This is what you all been waiting for, that music got you feeling good. It started in the hood, my life done changed.
The money and the fame went straight to his brain. Brothers ain't the same, so they calling him a lame. How you switching up his game, now you flying in that lane. When you thought it was a plane, then your eyes start to strain. Cause you can't believe it's me, and they let me in the game. Two-Face what? Kanye who? From the east to the west, I ain't playing a fool. When I got it off my chest, hey, things still cool. So improved, like I'ma always drop them jewels. I ain't breaking no rules, you can't refuse the news. Good music won't lose, yeah, I got the juice. When they all in cahoots, I'm a living proof. Pull it right from the root, tear it off the roof. When the boys won't shoot, you can lose it too. They some gangsta gangsters spitting all in that booth. I just leave it for the killers and them army troops.
This is what you all been waiting for. That music got you feeling good. It started in the hood, my life done changed. This is what you all been waiting for. That music got you feeling good. It started in the hood, my life done changed.
Every day gotta eat, dog off the leash. Niggas stop hating, say I'm taking all the beats. Rain with the clouds, high off the leash. H as the future, who your girl wanna meet? So much money, she don't care when I cheat. I'm the Bronx, KRS, call me the teacher when I speak. When they say original, them niggas talking about me. I'm the best kept secret when I'm flying OT. I niggas smoking on the best and I ain't never gon' sleep. Made it out the hood, thought I would never say peace. 5'11 nigga, look at HT. NBA ball is too short to face me. Two seasons got a popping and I'm riding to the seat. Call it what you wanted, I call it a masterpiece. I'm talking about lyrics and classics without the beat. You know the track of the year is on repeat.
This is what you all been waiting for. That music got you feeling good. It started in the hood, my life done changed. This is what you all been waiting for. That music got you feeling good. It started in the hood, my life done changed.
You ready?
Oh, yeah. Too many rappers and not enough raps. You wanna fuck on me? Too many rappers and not enough raps. Forget his figure, speech. My speech will disfigure his figure and make his pigment a figment that he imagined he had a fabricated life as he traveled his past, crafting up a persona. Per song, his verse was all lies, but the people boarded it, allowed him a steady run. I'm attacking every rapper when I'm rapping, no. He's high, he acts the peace signs in the crowd from everyone. No one threw him two fingers, I can't count on anyone. I got no luck, I'm a mess. I eat ass and tabs on the weekend to get drunk with my friends. And if I'm not doing that, I'm low-key pumped at events. Trying to make an impression, so when you leave, I'm stuck in your lens. Queens is where I create my flows. New York, but my state is old. I got 2-5 in these blue jeans for 2 G's when you weigh the O. Cause I don't know how my day will go. So I wake and bake with clips from a day ago. The day goes by, the nights when I stray from home. I play my role, they sniff till they break they nose. But ankles broke when I'm laid up, praying till the morning. So walking after me, it's Wonka's factory to Terry's door. Back when gray caps, the colors ain't the same anymore. Dudes in my high school, they took these colors very far. Red and blue, the revolutionary war. Now you losing every ball football battle they choose you for. I slam whales through the ocean floor while you cruise the shore. I bruise your jaw, but you do for more. I make you wear your woman's bra at a funeral. A funeral before I was respected. But a rap scene came from underground rock when mosh pits were expecting. Now do I say kill zone at the end of my raps to let you know what I'm rapping and to let you know what you vented?
Too many rappers and not enough raps. He got nada, got nada. Too many rappers and not enough raps.
Oh, suck it, blowing some more.
Tell me, when am I
I gonna go to a show and find a rapper that doesn't only talk about dough? And bitches, how they gonna be the greatest when they blow? Please let me know. The shit is getting old, cause you're on stage with your boys, you're making too much noise. You love the way it sounds, but there's no one in your craft except for me and my co-pilot, both lighting the fire under your ass. You think we'd have a furnace or a ghost straighten? Now who's the greatest? All the dames will point to Mason. A case of acid tabs will have you riding in my spaceship. Yeah, you fuck the team, that doesn't mean that you are basic. Just think, you were there when we started in the basement. Now back to the lyrical slaughter, kidnapping your daughter for ransom, or dancing on top of a body, quoting Manson. It could be Charles or Marilyn. Bars, you're gambling with your life when you step into the safe with me. My life, it seems to be getting high. Why do I tuck these artists in for the night? Grandma thinks I'm holy, only sin when I'm high. Your girl is at my job going in for a slide. It's a pizza man, a pizza man. Anything to feed the fam, but I don't get cheese like what's on top of my product. The product is Royce, the man in 50 Cent. Don't make me vent, please. Don't talk about my life. I'm not cool with the way it gets me. Emotions are bogus. I'm holding my scrotum. I owe a proposal to a hoe from New Orleans. I said I'd let her marry me if she gave me her cherry. She complied, I lied, and now she ain't my wife. I'm sorry if I offend you. Have no idea what I've been through. If you think you want competition, gonna have to send you to a planet where everyone enjoys your stuff, man. Cause there is just too many rappers and not enough raps. Bitch, kill them.
No Limit Tax Refunds, MKE. Go to the App Store on your cell phone and download our mobile app, Taxes to Go, and call us with your five-digit code at 1-800-376-0862. No Limit Tax Refunds, MKE.
I bet if you spit the type of shit I spit to a bitch, I bet you can get it for the chips. But you gotta understand one thing, man, and that's this: that everything is done up on the approach and blessed with a gift. And just the shit, man, let you hit it once or twice, hey boy, that don't necessarily mean that both y'all gon' click. And once you cats come to grips to understanding this shit, it's really gon' be nothing when it comes to knocking a real bitch. Now see, I spit player shit, him talking all that. And if a bitch ever get up in my face, listen to what I gotta say, she gon' put her horn in my pit and then it's gonna be all scratch. Now I'm talking about homes, yachts, SUVs, and jet skis. I'm talking about like working, hustling, getting these streets and stacking my cheese like putting up the G's. Cause see, it's mandatory manipulation coming from the mind that I move a bitch every time. And you bitches wouldn't be so broke if you turned your thoughts off being so anti-P.I. Just keep your mouth closed a little bit more, keep your ears and eyes open up wide, you know? Yeah, that's the pimp, man. Keep this shit P.I. around the city, man. Yeah, check this out. Now I'm from the city where self-turnouts get burnt out, and all you self-made renegades don't get paid. You know y'all really get worked out, and the town's full of faggot-ass bitches and squares. I mean, you wanna be real-ass niggas and all you fake-ass flares. And fuck all you fine-ass bitches that tell lie after lie after lie. And you wonder why I keep it P.I., P.I., P.I. Cause see, I'm on a moving bitch mission, and it's in heavy transition. Cause see, now I'm through dealing with women that wanna be all anti-pimping. Now somebody call a pimp police and have Lil Mama arrested for an attempted killing. His baby's the main suspect in the case of the premeditated murder plot and planning $1 million ism. You see, baby tried to cut my heart out and feed it to the wolves. But before I could let that happen, I had to hop into old school and mash out on the duels. Now see, mom and daddy didn't raise no fools. They brought me up in the game and gave me the tools. Showed me what to look for and where to find all the clues. Yeah, man, I'm a P.I. about this shit. Real living legend around here, man. The city of roses, motherfucking real P.I. legend around here, man. Young KB the $1 million, believe that, man. KV the $1 million mouthpiece, and I put that pimp in his hand when Stevie out there on the brick circulating the street. Man, I can't believe you squares is hating like this. You know, shaking players' hands, smiling my face, and behind my back talk shit. But that's in y'all's nature, and y'all can't help that. It just lets me know I gotta continue on my one-way ticket for the scratch. Now you swear steal that. Now you know I'm talking about that shit a player do to get his loot. From setting up shop on the block, or setting eight dogs down on a hot spot. And that's a real pimpin' right there. Now hard work and ball ain't never hurt nobody. And I know this for fact, that a broad ain't gonna let you do something with it that she don't wanna do. So you might as well go ahead and get some scratch. Just make her choose and make a decision real quick like with it. Then get to conducting instructions on how she gon' really go out there and get it. And that's the mo of it. And oh yeah, and I can't wait till you motherfuckers get a load of me. Cause it's been a long time coming, and now I'm here to show you cats the right way to go and how this shit really supposed to be. Up and running. Now you know Lil Mama on automatic. I'm over here, she over there across the borderline somewhere, shooting through the wire. And man, I swear you cats gon' start paying for this gift I spit. Cause every time I let it loose up in this booth, I leave this motherfucker flames burning, lit up on fire. Yeah, that's the $1 million, man, and I'ma give it to you. that's some real pimpin'. That's some more of it, baby. Yeah. P.I.
Yo, it's DJ K, Slay the Drama King. I'm in the building with the homie, you know how I do it. Global Sound Records, Sonic Ministry Productions presents Good Life from Petey Crack.
You really saying like Diddy said, your dreams, we up next, let me stretch before I flex. Ain't trying to fool nothing while I'm bumping and stunting. Nothing but the best, nothing less. Snuff a check, revving up the vet.
Produced
back,
by Forbes Disciple, available now on all major digital stores.
No hammer time up, too legit to quit. Champagne stains on my jeans, nick still clean. Pinky ring, rainbow, glitter bling. Smack a nook with a mid of Christy Benjamin's. What you really saying? Like Diddy said, nigga, your dreams. We up next, let me stretch before I flex. Ain't tryna pull nothing while I'm bowling and stunting. Nothing but the best, nothing less. F***ing up a check, revving up the vet. Coming back from disrespect and sex. One life to live, ain't no second trip. This is it, going hammer time up in this. Too legit to quit. Condo flows, sports car bars, Melrose holes, Escobar raw. Me and Gucci shot at the sushi bar. No facade, feeling really willy. Yes, right up on now, we the boys. In the poetic words of Nas, I took a glimpse in the time. Watch the blimp, read the world is mine. Yeah, big blue bill, thick new wheel, taking pics with the click, still come through and tell, two trill, my new girl, same chick that played in the flick, Kill Bill, ill, how you like me now, wipe the mozzie down, proper flight was overnight, woke up in Nike town, might be down a ball, all fall, wildin' at the mall, spent $100 on my sofas, I see draws, it's your boy, back on my crack, man, shit, I brought some toys, the type that only bosses play, when we on a worldwide tour, attention all girls, if you fly, slide, through, be at the higher round two. No breaking rules, only money making moves. Funny how money can make a rocky situation smooth. Help me escape my own mind, lurking the enemy, representing infinity where president sees, you know.
Yo, this is the Mecca Don CL Smooth. Check out my new banger, Ask About Me, with DJ Sincere and Mr. Raw on the Dirty Basement, the radio show.
We gonna get on down now.
Check it. Come on. CL Smooth. Ask about me. When the time is now, ask about me. When you know my style, ask about me. Why they stand and bow, hold up. Ask about me. How they pop champagne, ask about me. How they entertain, ask about me. Like something for the brain. They like who that? Center stage and relevant. Like a five-star G, yes, the president. Put it down for hip-hop, it's the policy. The way I play the rap game, call it prophecy. How I get that hood love is magical. But how I get my respect is international. Heard I chef good food and I blow scummer. And walk these streets like a godfather. When I present myself as a gentleman.
show love. To me, status is irrelevant. Like a boss move, rolling with force proof. You see, when things get rocky, I am so smooth. My bars are lethal, but I am for the people. But you measure catalog, there is no equal. In my world, no such thing as pretend. Just a real live artist that sets the trend. Ask about me when the time is now. Ask about me when you know my style. Ask about me while they stand and bow. Hold up. Ask about me how they pop champagne. Ask about me how they entertain. Ask about me like something for the brain. Man, he looks familiar. What his name is? That old school cat, boy, the dude famous. Still look the same, still a high roller. Yes. Get another hit shaking, boy, the game over. All these swaggerless monkeys, I remain humble. In this position I play as king of the jungle. Don't mistake the forest from the trees, the rats from the cheese, the lames from the G's. If you could ride on horses, saddle up. I got your number right now, can just dial it up. In the right frame of mind with the ability, I'm in the taking all power, literally. The higher R key, the ones in position to eat their food, that is the mission. When it switch, when it change, in the transition, how do I adapt? Come here, take a listen. Ask about me when the time is now. Ask about me when you know my style. Ask about me while they stand and bow. Hold up. Ask about me how they pop champagne. Ask about me how they entertain. Ask about me like something for the brain. You see, my motto is where the paper leads me. Even though that my reputation precedes me. Put your money on your mind, let it calculate. Fill it safe up nice and let it marinate. Let the work bubble, can't knock your hustle. But if I gotta break it down, then I charge double. The uncut raw, you're looking at the connoisseur. Mine's is on the block, 100% pure. Nothing stepped on but my enemies' backs. No lies I'm living, I just state the facts. Same number with the tax, my new creation. But if the price skyrockets, call it inflation. Translation, I'm kicking, yeah, I mean. Point guard, but I'm patient, set the screen. Taught the rap game honor, how to survive. I'm top 50 all time, dead or alive. Ask about me, when the time is now. Ask about me, when you know my style. Ask about me, why they stand and bow. Hold up. Ask about me, how they pop champagne. Ask about me, how they entertain. Ask about me, like something for the brain.
Yo, what's poppin'? This is your girl, Sharia Miss Sex Appeal, chillin' with DJ Sincere in the original Dirty Basement Studio in New York City.
Dirty.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio in the building. Just taking a little musical break right there, playing some few gems right there. I pulling them up from the stack. Haven't played a few of them joints in a while. Mr. Roar, what's goody over there? You in the cut?
Just listening to that old throwback, and I'm wondering what those artists are doing right now. We need to get some new contribution from them. DMD, that was a good throwback, man. I used to love that song. I got to find out what's going on with that good brother. We got to get reconnect a couple of dots and see what their latest offerings are looking like.
Yeah, definitely. A few cats that we got to see if we can round them back up. Well, I'm behind the scenes right now. I was behind the scenes while we was in the midst of all of that. Excuse me, y'all. Finally trying to round up Murphy Lee and Kaiwan. I was still trying to get them connected, get them here in the Dirty Basement for this interview. So hopefully we'll be able to get that done today. I've been working hard, Mr. Roy. So we tried to get this done last week.
So I'm figuring that maybe this is going to go down because I said we need overtime.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, we're trying to get them nailed down right now. Just hitting them up behind the scenes right now so, you know, I could, get this connection made to happen right now. But, you know, we still got plenty of time left on the air, so we got time enough to make this happen. But, you know, in the meantime, while we wait on that and see what we could do, I definitely want to give a big shout out to all the independent artists that's been hitting me up behind the scenes. I've been sending me music. Now, we're going to be getting back to the Go and No. We haven't done... we did a couple little impromptu go-and-no's, but we haven't really done the go-and-no since the new year started. So we're going to be getting back to that soon. But as y'all can see, the slate for the past month, month and a half has been really, really full. We've had a lot of fantastic artists that have been in the building over the past month, month and a half. So the slate has been really, really full. So we're going to be getting back to that. We're going to be slowing down a little bit for a little while on the interview. So we'll be able to get back to some additions going up. So please send me your music. I can send your music in to drtybsmntmp3@aol.com. MP3 is there for a reason. MP3s only. Please no links. Please send me your MP3s, and we'll be able to see about getting them played here on Dirty Basement Radio and tested out by my panel, some of whom are in the building today. Of course, Mr. Roar, my co-host, always here to give his analysis. Then we have my dude KV. He be popping in, breaking it down. And, of course, my man Two-Face, his commentary has become some of the stuff of legend. You know what I'm saying? So he be in the building to give his analysis also, along with a number of other individuals that definitely stop through and help to, make the Go and No segment what it is. So, you know, you send your joints on through. I'd have your people support. That's important, because if my folks don't like it and you ain't got no fan support, then, you know what I'm saying, then I'm a man, Black Caesar. Big shout out to Black Caesar, a.k.a. The Guru. We've been working behind the scenes, like I said at the top of the show, looking to, you know, enter now. He's into this kind of stuff because he's a avant-garde artist, and, you know, he's been into this kind of stuff, you know, for a long time, trying to pull me into it. But for those of you who are into crypto, into the world of NFTs and things like that, I'm dipping my toe in the water, y'all. I'm dipping my toe in the water, so stay tuned for, you know, more information coming up on that also. But if my folks don't like the song, it goes to the sharks. Black Caesar got pet sharks. And if my folks don't like the song, it goes overboard to his pet sharks, and they be feasting, on your joint. All right, so that's what it is. All right, so you got to have tough skin, but the best way to do it is just to send some hot music. So you ain't got to worry about it. All right, my folks will love it, and everybody will love it, and you'll be off on your way. All right, 563-999-3050 is the calling number if you want to promote your brand, if you want to promote your music, whatever it is that you got going on, or something that just may be on your mind. All right, in the meantime, we are waiting on our guest to step into the building. In just a few minutes, we expect them to be into the building. Big shout out to Kaiwan and Murphy Lee, scheduled to be here in just a couple of minutes. Once again, telephone lines are open, 563-999-3050. Matter of fact, I think I may have my guest in the building as we speak. Let me see if I can get disconnected right now. Greetings, sir. How are you?
Peace. What's going on, man?
Peace, sir. All right. Welcome to the Dirty Basement, sir. How are you?
It's Kiwan.
Yes, sir. Kiwan, how are you?
I'm peace.
All right, well, welcome to the Dirty Basement, brother. How's things?
Hey, no.
I would definitely appreciate being able to, you know, make this connection and, you know, get you in the building.
I appreciate it, man. That's a good connection. Let's do it.
All right, no doubt. So, you know, saying, I mean, you know, you guys got, you know, a lot of music, a lot of history, a lot of stuff that y'all had, you know, going on, a lot of big, big songs and everything. So, you know, we want to talk about, you know, some of that, of course, and, you know, some of the situations that you guys got going on, you know, right now with the brand-new music that you got popping right now. So, you know, going back to the whole group thing, the St. Lunatics and everything, how did you guys, you know, come together? Did you guys grow up together? Did you go to school together? You know, what was, like, the situation with that? How did that whole thing, you know, first get started?
Well, first of all, Murphy Lee is my little brother, the same mother, same father.
Okay, wow. I didn't know that.
We 3.5 years apart. So me and him are the youngest in the group. Nelly came to U City, which is a neighborhood in St. Louis, in the eighth grade, and then we met from there, and then Ali is my cousin's best friend, which is T Love, which is our manager, his best friend was Ali. So he just seen us coming up and just knew we had what it takes besides rap. You know what I'm saying? And then asked us, did we rap? And we was like, nah, well, we can, you know. And then we just worked on it. And we just became, we was a big secret. You know what I'm saying? We went to a good school called Ali Kenyatta, which is Big Lee. He took us to school and taught us a lot of different things, man. Taught us how to stand out. He taught us a different mind frame. He got us on some knowledge of self. He put us on Wu-Tang, you know what I'm saying? Mm. And we just went from there. So we blended a lot of the East Coast mind frame with West Coast beats.
Okay. Fantastic. So now, I think we may have Mercer Lee in the building also right now. Let me see if I can get this this number connected right here. Yeah. Yes, sir. Murphy Lee, are you with us? Hello, Murphy Lee, are you with us? I was like, no, looks like I can't get that connection right now, so I guess we'll have to come back to that and see what's going on with that one a little bit later on. But now, are you saying that you guys weren't rappers at the time, or, you know, you weren't into rapping, or you really weren't rappers at the time? You said that, you know, when they came along.
We was rapping around. We wasn't, like, serious about it. You know, we'd rap about our baseball coach and, you know, doing things like that. And then once he said it, we kind of looked a little bit deeper into it, but we was going towards more gangster. You know what I'm saying? And it was like Ali was more of a songwriting person. And then he just put us all in one room. It was like probably like 12 of us in the room, actually, and said, write a rhyme without cursing.
Mm-hmm.
And once he wrote, and then once we did that, that was a big lesson. You know what I'm saying? Just use different words. Make it cool. Make it cool. You don't have to curse. You know what I'm saying? And everybody else left, had something to do, and they left. So it was just us five left. And then that's where it started growing into what you saw then.
Okay. Okay. So now, how did the actual deal come about? Because, you know, when you guys did drop, all right, when you guys dropped, it was like a really big deal. You know what I'm saying? The music was, you know, it had that kind of appeal to it. You know, it was very catchy. You know what I mean? So, you know, how did the deal come about, and how did you guys develop that sound? You know, what was, you know, some of your early influences, and how did you guys develop that sound?
Well, when we got on, we really took over St. Louis first. You know, and that was the whole big thing. Ali did a song with two verses, and Nelly was as a feature, right? But we called it St. Lunatics because we always looked at it as if one of us is, all of us is. So even when
So now Nelly was actually part of the St. Lunatics.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was part of the St. Lunatics. So when we got introduced to a friend of ours named Trail from New York, he was hanging with Mace and Dipset. And he said that we met him in Cancun, 98. And he ended up talking to my manager's wife's sister. It's deep as hell. So he ended up being in St. Louis. Just so happens, right? We met him at the hotel in Cancun. And then 3 weeks later, he's in St. Louis. But he didn't know that we knew them. It was weird as hell, though. So he said he can get us in Jermaine Dupri party in Atlanta. So we all put our money together and bought our manager, like Armani suits and all that type of stuff, you know what I'm saying? And we sent them into the party. So they met Kuda, which was Mace manager at the time. So Mace manager at the time, you know, they had connections with Jermaine Dupri, and they had just signed Harlem World, which is a group. So we knew we wasn't going to get signed as a group, no way, from that route. So we created a song called Country Grammar. It was called Hot Shit, though. And then we said Nelly sung the song, and we loved it the way he did it. You know what I'm saying? And we said, you should do it by yourself. And he went and re-recorded it by himself.
And that was Country Grammar.
Country Grammar, yep. And then, so we just put all our eggs into that basket. You know what I mean? We just gave all our superpowers from fashion to look to everything. And he was the best suitable to be able to go out in the world and represent us as a whole. You know what I'm saying?
And
we pressed that issue.
Right.
Yeah, because he be do it, we do it. You know, that's how we felt.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how that's what it really was about. But to the world, it looks like Nelly and us. You know what I'm saying? But that was the first time Nelly did a song by itself.
Okay. Wow.
You know what I'm saying? That was really the first time that he did a serious song just by itself. You know what I'm saying? So, and that was the first time he ever sung in that tone too. So
now,
we got to begin.
That
wasn't even rehearsed. So it wasn't even rehearsed. But by the time the world heard that tone he had on Country Grammar, that's the same time everybody heard it. It wasn't rehearsed. He hadn't done that for 5 years, and he just did that just for that song.
Okay, so that wasn't something that was, you know, bouncing around, something that, you know, like a sing-song style that was like an in-house kind of thing. That was something that just came out of left.
Yep. Yeah, because he was more of a, like, bone. He more of a more rapid-fire artist at first. You can hear it come out sometimes, you know, if he's doing something. But his thing, but he has a background of singing because his father sings and his uncles play the drums. And, you know, he has a background for singing anyway. You know, in the talent shows at school, he would sing, he wouldn't rap. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. No doubt. All right,
Murph.
I'm sorry, Dad.
No, go ahead. You got Murph online?
No, not yet. I was just gonna.
Okay.
You know, I was just gonna
do
a.
Okay. Right, you don't need to drop. You don't need to drop. My fault. I'm all in your business.
No, I was just getting ready to say that we got Keywon in the building. Also from the St. Louis Six. He's giving us some of this background history, letting us know how it all started.
Yeah.
All right, 563-999-3050 is the calling number. Please press that number one button. All right, if you want to come on the air, if you want to speak to this gentleman, I got my co-host, Mr. Raw, in the building, so I definitely want to bring him in on this conversation first. Mr. Raw, where you at?
You? What's going on with your brother? Peace and blessings.
Peace. What's going on, Mike?
How you doing? Bro? I'm glad that you actually gave us that fun fact that I didn't know, and I don't know if a lot of people did know that you and Mercury were brothers. You know, that was something like in a household of brothers that rap, you know, was it competitive or was it more of a tag team situation?
No, it's a tag team situation all the time. It's never against nothing. So that's for all of us, for real. We never had that. Murph actually fought the whole time because he was a kid. You got to realize we are 19. So he is 14, 15. He can't even hang with us on a normal day. You see what I'm saying? So he was, like, treated as a feature more than he was treated as a group member at first. So he had to fight that the whole time. But the whole time, Murph learned, because he had to hang with me every day, for real. So he learned to be quiet and to soak up game, because he never wanted me to feel like he was with me. Like, he never wanted to get on my nerves. And then I, you know what I'm saying? He was forced to go with me, but he didn't want me to be mad that he's going with me. You know what I'm saying? So he always learned that game of watching, learning, picking up game. So he's actually the smartest and the best artist out of the group. Because
he's
a gumbo. He got all the superpowers. You see what I'm saying? So from a young age. So it never felt like competitive. It felt like, oh, I know this, let me give you that game. And he said, oh, I know this, let me give you that game. So I don't even treat him like a little brother. Like, he's my big brother too. It just depends on the situation. You know what I mean? So that's how we rolled. But yeah, me and Murph, they always thought me and Ali looked more like brothers at that time because Murph's face haven't got fat yet. So now he looks more like my brother. Now he's my brother. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's my brother. Same mother, same father. Like, literally. like no, literally the same, literally sharing the same bed type shit. So it ain't even no, it's not a play brother or none of that.
There you go. Yeah, that's rare too, because, you know, it's funny, you know, as black people, we, you have to specify the same mother, same father, because he could be your brother, but it could be a different mother. It could be a different father. You know what I'm saying? So it does, it does make a difference, and it's good to see. It's good to see that that existed. Now, coming from the era that you came from, emerging into the era that's going on now, you know, how do you view it as, you know, what's the differences and how do you adapt to it and what do you feel about what's going on actually now compared to when you guys was emerging?
Your cameraman is more important than your manager right now. That's just how deep that is, right? You should give him 15%. If you got somebody that can roll with you every day, take photos, edit it, same second, same minutes, and get put it back out and do all that, you need that more than you need somebody negotiating anything, because everything is self. So people are nowadays treat managers as, and they try to use the word manager as investors. They say manager because they want somebody to pay for you. They want somebody to pick them up. They want somebody, you know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't, they don't really understand everything that's going on, but they have an easier, it's easier and harder. It's easier because it's easy to get in touch with a lot of people, but it's harder because it is easy to get in touch with a lot of people, you know, and everybody can do it. So now you have to stand out for that, you know. And right now to stand out is money, looking like you got money or looking like you got a court date pending or, you know what I'm saying? Like, people don't even sign you if you ain't got a court date pending. That's how deep it is, you know. So we gotta watch it. But it's also another lane that you can get into. It depends on how important you want to be and what's your – it's all about profit margin for us, you know what I'm saying? So, like I tell people always say, hey, I ain't seen y'all outside in a minute. I'm like, you ain't seen a Lamborghini commercial either.
Exactly. It's still one of the highest cars in the world.
Okay, exactly. So, you know what I'm saying? So, you just got to look at it different, you know what I'm saying? We just doing different vibes, different moves, and we're putting all together, but I'm putting my money on Murph every day right now. Murph is, he was J. Cole. But at that time, that's not superstarish. You see what I'm saying? And then especially standing next to a person who will take off his shirt and wear a big chain. You know what I'm saying? Like, Murph ain't a bottle popper. You know what I'm saying? He's an MC. So if you can go check out Murph's new project he did right now called Second Time Around, and it's not out as a whole yet because we figured and we studied that if the biggest artist put out an album right now, it's over with in 2 weeks. A single may linger, but the album is done. Everybody say what they're gonna say. Okay, boom, they go to the next one. So we treating it different. We getting into NFTs and things of that nature, and we just growing up. It's the second time around for us, so it's more about intellectual properties and financial literacy.
So Murphy Lee has put out a project before, and like you just said, he's putting out a project now. Have you, as Kaiwan, yourself put out a solo project?
No. No.
You intend?
Not my. I will when I'm in full control of life. I definitely will. I'm more right now. I'm running a lot of the clothing situation. I've been dressing up since the beginning for real. So I have a. Me and Murph have a situation called You See Me, and it stands for You Can't Make Excuses, as well. So we pumping out clothing a lot right now. And then I'm into the movie world too. So if I have a song, if I have an album, it's gonna be a soundtrack to a movie that we created.
So you multitasking right now, and that's a good thing because they keep you sharp in each corner so that you can try to be well balanced. And
So on Murphy, on the project now, are you featured on any song?
Yeah, I actually have a single on the album. It's called Talk That Shit Time. And it's featuring Murphy Lee and Big Lee.
Okay. Is Nelly involved in any of this?
Nope.
Okay. So now, during this time, you also embark in any production?
They say, am I involved in any production?
Yeah.
Nah, that's not even my lane at all.
Okay.
Like my lane, like we all got taught to do our lane, right? So mine was more like how we look and what we gonna say in the conversation or in an angle, you know what I'm saying? More marketing, more of that nature. That's why and creativity. It's not necessarily getting up, going to see her every second, every day. That wasn't really my thing. Because we had four people going for a fast break, I'm going to drop back and go on defense. You see what I'm saying? So that wasn't my thing. I'm not really into like, oh, I want to do an album. If I want to do an album, I want to be in a place where I'm not stressed about it or none of that. I want to do an album because of my creative, not because I need the money. You know what I'm saying? Like, that ain't really my speed. You know what I'm saying? So I'm more into, like, I'm a big promoter. I throw comedy shows. I throw events. And I've always been that person the whole time.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
So I'm just using those strengths. I'm using those strengths to go out. So when me and Murph go out together, we always go out together. So when we go out, we'll throw our own show. You know, we'll throw a show and pay an artist to be on the show as a headline. You know what I'm saying? Like, because we understand we're not here to be, it's not about, hey, it's about creativity, do your art, and make some bread, however you make the bread. It ain't always the way that you thought it was going to be. Because I'd rather be a person that buy artists than to be a person that get hired as an artist. You know, it's 33% markup. So if I'm paying you $100, I should have made $300. That's
right.
How I look at it. You know what I'm saying? So we know we're not in a position to go get $60,000 for a show. But we are in the position to get 2,000 people for $30. So that's how you I look at math. You know what I mean?
On his latest project that's coming up now, is anybody featured from the newer school in the forefront right now? Anybody?
Nope.
None of those people?
Mm-hmm. Nope. He got his daughter on there. He has his wife on there. He has the Hamiltons on there on his first single. If you listen to his first single called Second Time Around, it really gives you that. It tells the whole story. Like, it tells a lot of the story. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's tight. So, definitely go look into that.
Out.
Just look up Murph. Yep.
That's
start
out. Right.
Second time around. Yep.
All right. I'm going to look at that. I appreciate that time. I'm looking
and I can send
you out
the album, too. I can send you out the album and all that stuff. I don't know what. I think he just texted me. He think he tried to come in. I don't know what happened.
I appreciate that.
Nah, but we here, man. We ain't no one time in our people, man. We, you know, we gonna rock out. We here.
That's what it is.
Where y'all located at?
We all over. We in New York and we in Miami and D.C.
Okay, then.
We all over.
Okay.
We wherever you need us to be. Dirty Basement. You know what I'm saying? Just put.
Yeah, that sounds like
music.
That sounds some good
video.
Vegan food right there.
That's it. That's what I'm talking about. We got it all over, bro. I'm going to pass you back to Murphy Popham. Where Murphy at? Murph, where you at, bro?
All right, Mr. Roar. I definitely appreciate that contribution. All right, trying to get Murphy Lee in the building right now, but we got K-1 in the building. I say Lunatics in the building. All right, having a real good conversation, giving a whole lot of history, a whole lot of background. Now, we have that new music here on deck. You know, we got that new music on deck. We got to be able to spin that while we got you in the building, no doubt. We have the Murphy Lee new single, The Second Time Around. And we also have your single, the Talk That Shit single. We also have that on deck also we're going to be getting into. Now, for all my people, that are on deck, you know some of that classic music. You know some of that music from back in the day that St. Lunatics blessed us with. The videos and all that stuff you know, is definitely available. So I invite you guys to go check that out. But we have new music on deck. I might throw it back with one joint. All right, I might throw it back with that one joint that Murph did with Jermaine Dupri. I always did like that joint in particular. So I might throw it back with that joint. But, you know, we're definitely going to rock out with this new music that we have on deck. We definitely want to bring that to the forefront. But before we get into that, I have a couple more people that definitely want to speak to you. All right, I got my dude Two-Face in the building also. Two-Face, you still with me, brother?
Yes, sir.
Peace, sir.
Hey, bro. How you feeling, man?
I'm maintaining the structure.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Let me ask you, man. Y'all still doing any shows like out the country, any tours, or you have any tours coming up?
Yeah, you know, we haven't done a lot since the COVID as far as overseas go, but we definitely don't mind if somebody can link it up. We ain't shutting it down or nothing. But yeah, we put a lot of things together. We do like 10 city runs a lot of times. You know what I'm saying? You seen Tech N9ne was on the top 10, right?
Right, right. Yeah, I mean Tech N9ne is like just a whole machine and everything by his damn self.
That's what I'm saying. So one plus one is two. You know what I mean? So it's all about getting out here. We just you know, picked up some new PR and some new, you know, new positions that can get us outside. We tired of practicing. You know, that's called practicing when you just doing in your city and all that. So yeah, we definitely gonna make some moves, man. You finna hear it.
Right.
But I think I'm guaranteeing you this album is better than anything that we've done. So that's for.
Oh wow. Okay. Let me ask you this. You have anything to say to like indie artists coming up? Any advice?
Yeah, understand your math, and figure out what you really want to do. You know, a lot of times we say too much too fast, you know what I'm saying? So, you know,
true.
You have to introduce yourself and then look for outcomes, because a lot of times we walk up to people and say, hey, do this, I'm new, I'm tight. And they be like, all right. And like, you ain't say hi, you ain't have a drink with them, you ain't talk about life, and you ain't, all that stuff matters, because right now we're selling ourselves. That's why social media is important now. When we was in at first, it was about hiding. It's about hiding and then pop out. You know, they want to know everything, even if it's fake. They want to know it. So
you have to.
So if people around you can love you and love you and love you, you got to find out how to get people that don't know you to love you, and make sure you carry.
Right.
Make sure you carry a brand with you, and you are a brand. And make sure you carry a brand with you. Sell something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that way it make it easier for when somebody say, "Hey, I book you for $250," and you be like, "I ain't doing nothing on $250," but now I got 200 people here. You go in there, you sell 50 of them T-shirts or 50 of them hard drives or 50 of them something for $10, $20. But it has to look good, and it can't just be your name. You know what I'm saying? So it's all about finding your purpose out here, you know.
I feel you. Let me ask you, have you guys ever done any acting in the past?
Not enough to talk about. I do a lot of... you know, I write movies and stuff like that. I create a lot of stuff. I haven't really been in a lot of things, but I'm definitely into that life. What you got going? What you got up?
Well, I'm an upcoming artist. I do hip hop. I do reggae. My family from Jamaica, and my ghost write R&B. I've done a couple of low budget movies. You know what I mean? I was in a joint with Zaytoven, Al Nuke, Migos and stuff. Movie is called Finesse. They had me playing a police officer in that. But my focus is on music, man. That's my passion. And I eat, sleep, breathe, shit, this music. You know what I mean? So I would love to connect with brothers like y'all, because I remember growing up, you know, in the clubs going nuts. You know what I mean? I'm going down, man. Mm-hmm. We in the club going nuts. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm from New York, but I've been in Atlanta most of my life. I've been here since '92, so I watched the city grow. So I'm one of the transplants from New York that gave Atlanta that drive, that fast pace, because it was real slow out here. I loved it. You know what I mean? I wish it could go back to where it was, but, you know, that'll never happen. But it is what it is. But we definitely laid the ground out here. But like I said, man, I'm an upcoming artist. I'm always open to working with people, man. I got a good sound. If you ever get a chance, check me out online. Everything is Two-Face Kanye. And I'll definitely hit you up online and we'll make something happen, man.
Okay. That's my problem. I always mix it. You know what I'm saying? You're already over there in the movies and you love music, then that's it. That's the shoot the movie, you the soundtrack, you know. But incorporate other people, though, too, so it's just going to feel like you said, just incorporate yourself at the most important times. You know what I'm saying? You know, intro of the movie and all that. So create shorts that way. And then about the budget as much as it is, put it out there, you know, keep it short enough so somebody can watch it on their phone. Yeah, my partner was in that movie too. He made Pretty Tony, white boy. He a gangster though. He used to be what they told me a lot of times. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, okay. Nah, it was so much people at that on the set. I mean, of course you're not gonna meet and know everybody
on the
set.
The movie too though. He in the movie again? Too.
He in the movie
as well.
Yeah, okay. I think I know which white boy you're talking about, because
yeah,
it was a couple of white
boys. You know, he be in his Cindy. Yeah, he be in his Cindy. He did. Yeah, he about that. Yeah, he about that life. You know what I'm saying? But
I would definitely appreciate
it. Yo, it was
a
pleasure talking to you, my brother.
You too, man. Peace, man. Catch up with me. I got you.
For sure. Peace.
All right. Yeah, my man T-Face coming through, always showing support. I bitch it out to all my area codes that are in the building. We definitely appreciate all the support. Big shout out to DJ Fizzell. He's also in the building. Going to get him connected in just a second. All right. 563-999-3050 is the call-in number. We got Keywan in the building. All right, hanging out with us in the dirty basement. Matter of fact, let me get DJ Fizzell plugged in right now. Let me see if I get him connected. What's good, my dude? You with me?
Yo.
What's good, man?
Chilling. Honored for you to interview Keywan. And I appreciate Keywan calling in. You know?
What's up, man? This is Jeff.
Yes, yeah. What's up, man? Peace.
What's up, brother?
Chilling.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
One thing I'd say about the lunatics, I swear, I wasn't there at this time. This is when they, you know, got the deal and everything. You know, everybody did their thing. But I heard everybody ate vegetarian. Like, is that true?
Yep, the majority. Me, Murph,
like,
Slow.
Every day, right?
Ali. Yep, 20-some years.
See, I think, you know, by dedicating, you know, your body or whatever. I think that's, besides their talent, I think that's something that helped, you know, through God or whatever, you know, help shit. They got a diamond fucking album.
Yeah.
Shit,
yeah,
that's like the beat. That's
care.
Like the
it
beat.
It teaches you to care. You know, it teaches you to care. You know
what's
man?
That?
So, definitely. It teaches you to care when you get to eating and get to looking at what you're doing.
Yeah.
It teaches you to care about your moods.
And then the lunatics, like, and this would be good for your listeners as well. They, as you know, as they say in Boys in the Hood or whatever, all they did every second was eat, sleep, and shit in the studio. Like, maybe for a year. Like, maybe, I don't know. How long do you think you guys were in the studio before you got your deal? About 2 years?
It might have been 2 years. Yep, about 2 years every day.
Like, it happened so fast. Like,
It felt like a long time, though.
I
feel like a long time when you're doing it every day.
at this place where the studio was, it had a skating rink and all this nonsense, and I was mostly DJing right at that point. And but so I would always close up, you know, because I was like a manager as well. And you could stay in the studio as long as you didn't walk out of there. You walk out of there, you fucking set the alarm off. So, like, they would sneak in there, like just to record it. Like, they're that dedicated to, yo, Jeff, don't say nothing, you know. When they come in the morning, we'll just, you know, wait till somebody comes in the studio. Like, they work nonstop. And the second thing is, they were going to make it anyway, man. Like, they were stars of St. Louis. And everybody went to the mall. Everybody went to the mall. When you saw the Lunatics, when you saw the Lunatics with that dress, you know, this was probably 96 or 97 or some shit, but, you know, everybody rocking, deal, right? Like, Army shit, New York shit. Like, they just stood out. Like, everybody was on them regardless.
Like, no doubt, no doubt.
Yeah.
All right, Dirty Basement Radio. So, all right, we're in the building right now with DJ Frizzell. I talked with him for a hot minute. We got Keywan in the building also from the St. Lunatic. All right, we're going to get ready to jump into a little bit of music. I'm still hoping to catch up to Murphy Lee before we get on out of here. Maybe we could drum him up with this song. Let's throw it back with this before we get to some new music. This is Murphy Lee featuring Jermaine Dupri. What the hook going to be? Dirty Basement Radio. We'll be right back.
Seen a little dude who be doing what I do, bitch. Get at it, dog. Come on. Now what goes up must come down, but we ain't coming down. It be them same old clowns, giving you pound, pretending they proud. But when you leave town, they go around running their mouth. They come like a hater, man, talking bad about a player. If I'm not gonna see you later, man, you can't be frontin' until you confront it on. If you don't like what's going on, go on to another song. Cause I keep a hater guilty, my cars and my money are alike, man, both of them filthy. Skipping and empty to fuel on full. See, I be high when my car go bulls. Obey no rules to school, you fools. Schoolboy Earl, where we young dude news. St. Louis like Bluesy Miles and Larry Hughes. And the young dude done pay, young dude, dude, dude.
So yo, what that hook gon' be?
See, I don't need no fucking hook on this beat. All I need is a track in the background. Wow. My headphones loud, yeah. I'm going around and I'ma rip. Plus we was broke with a deal, but nobody could tell. So we did what we had to do for country grammar to sell. I steal my own melodies, something like my booties and my boobs, like a capital letter B. That's how it is, how it better be. I preferably rather have two or three girls in the bed with me. Close your ears, my, you ain't heard nothing. I always pay my letter, brother, hold something. I'm basically coming from nothing to something. When I say nothing, meaning pocket full of lint and buttons.
We all we got.
Used to be creative on Halloween. Stop a hotter team. Went from nada to a lot of things.
So yo, what that hook gon' be?
See, I don't need no fucking hook on this beat.
Yeah.
All I need is a track in the background. My headphones loud. Keep the blunt going around. And I'ma rip. It must be nice, no high, no nothing, not a simple house life. Understand the money's good, but I'm still from the hood, so don't be asking for no inch and be expecting a foot. Unless you want a foot. I know a few crooks that can place you where you need to be put. And it might not cost me, player. Got a Benz pepper interior, paint saucy, player. And we all push it. But me, I push it real good. Brains blown out, chromed out, real, real wood. Catch me on your local dirty, or in the studio doing vocals dirty. I'm the same dude that came through with my crew. Let the girl do me while you do you. All I need is JDB to be banging. I'ma come up with these verses that I'm usually slanging. I'll be ripping
that. What the hook gon' be?
See, I don't
out in my river, yo. What that hook gon' be? See, I don't need no fucking hook on this beat. All I need is a track in the background. Whoa. My headphones loud, keep the blunt going around in my river, yo. What that hook gon' be? See, I don't need no fucking hook on this beat. All I need is a track in the background. Whoa. My headphones loud, keep the blunt going around in my river. Whoa.
Dirty Basement Radio, DJ Sincere in the building. We got Keywan in the building, St. Lunatics in the building, and I think we may have a Murphy Lee connected. I'm going to see about that in a hot second. Matter of fact, let me see if my switchboard is cooperating right now. Murphy Lee, are you with us? Murphy Lee, are you with us? Let me see. One more time. Murphy Lee, are you with us? No, I look like I'm having a problem with that. No.
Yeah, he tell you, I don't know.
No. I thought I'd let me try it one more time. Let me see if I can get that. 314, yeah. There you go. Yes, sir. Dirty Basement Radio.
How you doing, man? What's good?
Now, what's good with you?
Hey, Kyle, how you doing?
All right. Murphy Lee, yes, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, definitely a pleasure to have you in the building. Thank you so much. We appreciate your time. Just having a real conversation, man. We got your brother in the building, man. He's giving us all the breakdown, all the history, all the everything. You know what I'm saying? And definitely been a real good conversation. You know what I mean? Now, we know that you've been in the public eye for, like a number of years as a main artist. We just finished playing, one of the, big songs that, you had, as a solo artist, along with the, huge songs that you had, as a group with the St. Lunatics. But with the music, that you're doing now, what separates one from the other? Oh, did I lose him? Now, let me see if I get that back. Hello,
yeah,
sir.
Hello. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Are you with me?
I'm with you.
All right. Yeah, I think we got disconnected for a hot minute.
Yeah, it cut me off. Yeah.
Yeah, as far as you had a lot of classic songs, a lot of big music. Now I know that you have new projects that are out right now. As far as the new music, that you're doing. What separates, one from the other as far as, in your mind, this time, what's different for you?
The only difference now to me is the, content. What I'm talking about, the independence is different. Definitely being able to say what I want to say and when or how I want to say it. I think that's played a big part once, like the internet, I watch how it's so many different genres of music. I think we kind of get stuck on one way of doing it. So being able to be, be myself is super dope. You know what I'm saying? Hip-hop has grown so much. So we've been in it. I'm very seasoned in the game. So I'm able to talk about the things that we're going through now. I don't have to play a facade or nothing to, I got this, I got that. You don't have to do that kind of talking on music anymore. So I like to be able to speak my mind, talk from the heart, tell the truth. And it sets me free. And I think it's so many humans out there that are my age that are looking for good music. You know what I'm saying? And people from anywhere from 25 to 70 years old that want to hear some good hip-hop. So I think I feel
right.
That void.
Are you doing it entirely, independent this time?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I would imagine that's been a bit of a different journey. I know... when an artist has, been through, like the larger machine in the way that, in the way that you have and had that whole kind of, that whole kind of support system, that whole kind of backing and everything, it's normally a bit of a, bit of a transition, to go from that to being, independent. So can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. I think I just love it this way because, that's more things that we want to do in life. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got a lot of avenues that we want to take in life to do, you know, to showcase all these talents that me and my clique have. So I think it's very personable. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even go the route of streaming service. I go the route of straight to my fans. My fans call me, and they get the album. I got a text number. I got a 314-408-TIX. They text me. I send them the link, or they can go straight to my website and get my project, however that is. But I ain't going to call it data collecting, but I'm making sure that I talk to my fans one-on-one. Like, so if I come to a city, I have, like, a way to be able to just send out a text or something to all my people from Denver. We're in Denver. All my people from Iowa. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in your town. Friday, let's go bowling. You know what I'm saying? Meet me at the bowling now. Or, you know what I'm saying, just random. I'm talking about just super stuff. But, no, we just getting personal because we do got a lot of projects coming up, from books to movies to film, different things that we got going on that can that's more than rap. You know what I'm saying? So it works out well, you know what I'm saying, to be always being in communication with our fans, because I don't think a lot of people, you know, the older generation, they online is like we think. You know what I'm saying? So you got to make sure you're getting to them in a certain way. I'd rather it come across my phone than me have to check my Instagram or my Facebook. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I definitely got some people in the building that definitely want to speak to you. Let me see if I can get some of the folks connected right now. Let me see if I still got my dude, KV, in the building. KV, you still with me? KV, where you at? I like, I might have lost KV. Let me go to my co-host, Mr. Roar. Mr. Roar, yeah, I know you want to talk to Murphy Lee, Mr. Roar.
Mr. Lee.
How you doing, sir?
You relate to Bruce? I'm just messing with you.
That's my cousin.
What's going on? I'll be waiting on you, man.
Hey, I'm here, I'm right here. You see me.
Man, how does it feel to now be able to have so much creative control and also being able to involve your family in the way that you want to do it? Because I think I heard that you said, your brother said, you got your daughter and your wife on your tracks and stuff like that. You know, how different is it from when you first came out to where now you can make the moves that you want to make and involve who you want to involve? And second question, who right now in Murphy Lee's eyes is doing it the way that you feel that they're doing it right? That when you hear their music, you say, now that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, man, let me answer that one first. I love all music, man. So much out there. You know what I'm saying? I love the way they're doing it. But I like how Toby Midway doing it. I like how Chance the Rapper does it. I like how Nipsey Hussle did it. I like how, I even like how Wiz Khalifa does it. You know what I'm saying? There's certain routes that I think, you know, I love the way Kendrick Lamar controls when he wants to come out, how he come out. You know what I'm saying? I love that whole thing. And then to answer back, I don't think it's really a control thing, because my wife was on my first album. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's a control thing or being not being in control of what I want to put out. I think it's more so that we didn't know we could do it this way. You know what I'm saying? Like, only people who was doing it like that was Master P and Cash Money. And even Cash Money had a great distribution deal to make that happen. You know what I'm saying? So it's really about not just claiming independence, but, like, really going independent. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's super dope. So you can do exactly what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes it'd be too many obligations when you sign on to something, or when you not doing it yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know when something is ready or when it's not ready. And to be able to be in control of that part is like the best thing on earth. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes when the fire hot, you gotta go, or when you know what you're supposed to put out, or you got a gut feeling, you can do it on your own. You don't have to wait on nobody. All the visuals, everything that comes out, it's really on you. It's all art. And I think it can come from the heart.
That's what's up. I know there's a lot of people waiting, so I'm just going to pass you on. I appreciate it, man. I'm looking forward to listening to the new music, the new project. I'm checking you out, man. Keep it up. Salute to you.
Definitely. And my family, man, I love that, man. That's what I'm about. So we always, me and Keywan brothers, you know what I'm saying? Like, real brothers. So it's like it's always been a family thing with us. So it's super dope to have my daughter on the album. My wife's on the album three times. And she's just they incredible, man. Shout out to Seven Lee, shout out to Essence.
All right, no doubt, no doubt. I got my brother Two-Face also in the building. Two-Face, you want to speak to Murphy real quick?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. What's going on, big bro?
Hey, what's happening, man? What's going on?
Man, everything, man. I just want to say, you know what I mean, I admire your work ethic because, you know what I mean, you used to go hard back in the days, and I know, I'm sure you still do and got a lot more to give the world. You know what I mean? Let me ask you. Would you rather be a solo artist or in the group?
Group all day.
Group all day, that's what's up. That's what's up. Any advice for upcoming artists?
Do as much as you can till you need some help.
I know that's right, for real.
Take advantage of all the free till you have to pay.
That's what's up, man. Any upcoming tours or shows?
Yeah, we got a little bit of everything. I'm on this love tour with my people called Zeus Rebels, man. He's pretty dope. He's from St. Louis. And, we got a few spots. But we out all March and April. Where y'all at?
Yeah, that's what's up, man. I just said I'm in Atlanta, man.
Okay.
You know, upcoming
hey,
artists doing
coming.
My thing.
We got something coming. We got something we doing in Atlanta. It's gonna be a this viral show. It's gonna be super dope. We're gonna we'll let you know.
Okay.
You'll hear about it.
Yeah, for sure. That's what's up, man. Well, y'all brothers keep doing y'all thing, man. You know what I mean? Salute to y'all because y'all still got the fire burning. You know what I mean?
Hey, working, man.
Yeah,
appreciate
buddy.
You, man.
For sure.
Oh, hit me up, man.
All right.
For sure.
All right, no doubt. Dirty Basement Radio in the building. With T1 and Murphy Lee from the St. Lunatics, they in the building with us right now. We got brand new music coming from Murphy Lee. I got the second time around single for y'all coming up on deck right now. Murphy, please, would you be kind enough to please introduce this song?
Second time around?
Yes, sir.
All right, that's second time around featuring the Hamiltons, man. One of the greatest songs of all time, man. Shout out to my brother Coco for producing that thing. And that's what it is, man. The video is available right now on Murphy Lee TV on YouTube.
Give me one more chance so that I can be a better man. Oh, give me one more chance so that I can be a better man.
Be a better man.
Back when I was 28, going on 35, had my own wine, I was good, I was living life, had the jewelry cards closed, you know that whole nine, but I was still broke and famous that whole time, bill from 97 was on me the whole six, so while I was selling records, I ain't get paid shit, I ain't saying I ain't eating, but that deal was weak, so you up and coming artists, you can learn from me,
I said don't sign nothing, let that check right, and don't spend your money till your bag tight.
For myself, Murph, stay in the game and get your paper dirty, stay in your lane. They say we won't make it to 25. I try to do it all grown just in case I'm gone. Opened up a few businesses, did that all wrong. Never got a second album, no release date. It took a whole 4 years to release, man. No PD parties, we free now. For some reason, started feeling like it's just me now. Started rapping, trying to prove Murphy Lee the best out. Subject matter changed, guess the fans felt left out. No Midwest swings and tail feathers. My day was, I need a second chance to make it better.
won't lose. Truth might set me free. Maybe let me be. Best daddy since Big Murph Lee. Granddaddy taught me how to make a house a home. And my granny taught me a man don't have to do it alone. Keep my woman by my side. Keep my pride in the trunk. Keep my kids hella close. Cause this world don't give a fuck. Make a long story short, I learned the good from the bad. Y'all talk to Holly and Nelly. Tell them both my bad. Real fan of the movement, man. I hold y'all to it. See, I was young getting to it. I ain't know what to do.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, fantastic work on that. If you haven't heard that, remember where you heard that first, right here on Dirty Basement Radio, giving you more new music than anybody else before everybody else. We got the artist himself, Murphy Lee, in the building. That's his brand new single, Second Time Around. Definitely official. That's it right there. That's it right there, my brother. You definitely, yeah, that's fire right there. That's fire. That's real serious. Real serious music, real serious, bars on that joint. You definitely gave some real talk on that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I definitely, I'll be real proud of that song, brother. Definitely salute.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. That's one of my jams, though. I like that song. It's available store.newmurph.com, you know what I'm saying, to get the new album Second Time Around, man. 12 of the most influential songs of all time. I'm paying homage to fans. I'm paying homage to all people who came before us, you know what I'm saying, the people who inspired us, things of that nature, people who risked their lives and on the front line for black folks, the whole nine, man. So it's a great album. I'm talking about some real stuff. I got some stories on that thing. I got some fun stuff. I definitely got the bars on there. Got some cool songs. I got some stuff for the ladies, the whole nine, man. I definitely think everybody should check out that album.
Absolutely. Well, gentlemen, well, thank you so much. I would definitely appreciate you, you know what I'm saying, coming on and spending some time with us, dropping off this hot new music. Now, I definitely have another single. Matter of fact, I still got Keywon in the building because we got his single on deck also, you know, that also features you and Papa, you know, and Papa Levi. So I definitely wanted to drop that before you guys go. So, Keywon, if you could be kind enough. Yeah.
I'm sorry?
A Papa Leezy. That's Ali's new. That's his AKA.
Okay. So it's okay. All right. So yeah, a little inside information on that. All right, Ali got an alias. All right, so that's Ali on the track. Now that's what it is. So yeah, so Keywon, if you could be kind enough to introduce this joint, we could blaze this right quick, please.
Yeah, man, it's going down. It's talk that shit time. You know what I'm saying? We've been holding back. We've been humble. So sometimes you got to get out and live. You know what I mean? It's Keywon featuring Murphy Lee and Papa Lee. Talk that shit time.
East Colorado
talking. Lunatic
walking.
Yeah,
bombing.
Where did he go?
Walking the bank like big time. This that talk that shit time. Smoke JJ, it's good time. Cheap dynamite, hook fine. Get yours, got mine. 42, shot time. Rap some, pop time. Yeah, I got time. Great for weather. Prepare for the devil. Another level. Planes ain't no bezel. Never, ever, 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 ever had a fashion problem. Fuck Red Bottom. Leave our bottles, pop 'em. Piece of the low, comp 'em. I'm hella hot and toasted. Don't take that pick and post it. I'm posted at He-Man. All real, no dreaming. You all cap for the streaming. I'm all herbs, no leaning. Walk at the bank like big time. This that talk that shit time. Smoke JJ, it's good time. Cheap dynamite, hook fine. Get yours, got mine. 42, shot time. Rap some, pop time.
Yeah, yeah, I got time.
I jumped on the porch with no parachute. Remorse don't exist on the north prep side. So of course I was forced to keep a torch. And yeah. Keep what was yours. Bullet shells on the floor. Fuck a front in the war. Niggas kicking back doors. When I think more and more, it was all over a whore. So before I was locked up a land in the morgue. Cause yeah. The nigga fell ashore. Cause I gave his bitch to prep me in the streets. Got the roar. Slows up, dipping more. Got the cleaning on my pores. Started writing by my poor. Life choices and mature. Stood up with all four. Got us dealing with on tour. Now they know us. Went from fellas since the Bentley is doing bro.
Walk at the bank like big time. This that talk that shit time. Smoke JJ's, good time. Cheap dynamite, hood fine. Get yours.
Got mine.
42.
Shot time.
Rap some.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah, I got
couldn't
time.
Paint a perfect picture. My intentions to get richer. Uh-huh. If it's up, then it's up. Call me Murphy, lead a sticker. I got better things to do, like bugging my accountant. See, I love making music, but I'll be rapping while I'm counting. Yeah, shit talker. 98 did it. Graduated from the system and got right into the business. Yeah, 20 years later, still getting to it. If you know about it, cool. If you don't, it's nothing to it. I'm ahead of mine. Keep a pen and pad like police. Instead of writing tickets, I be writing to these beats. I'm a beast. Give me 12 bars, reefer, and a boat. Man, fuck it. Make the dollars be the butt of the joke.
Walk at the bank like big time. This that talk that shit time. Smoke JJ's, good time. Cheap dynamite, hood fine. Get yours, got mine. 42, shot time. Rap some, pot time. Yeah, yeah, I got time.
Oh man, they added again with back-to-back bangers. Another heat rock straight like that, keeping it in the family, nothing but fire. Alright, that's a new one coming from T1 featuring Murphy Lee. And also, now I want to say it right. Say his new alias for me one more time.
Papa Leezy.
Papa Leezy. Alright, alright. So big shout out to him. Alright, on the track along. Definitely fire, definitely a fire track. Talk that shit. Alright. Definitely another hot joint. Alright, alongside of Second Time Around. So definitely salute to both of you gentlemen. And once again, thank you so much for, you know, hanging out with us, spending time with us. We're definitely gonna be blazing those two singles here on Dirty Basement Radio. And we're definitely going to be, rocking out with you guys from this point forward. So, you know, feel free to drop on through. You know, anytime you got some new music, man, we definitely love to have you guys. And, we're definitely going to stay in tune and stay in touch. Thank you so much.
All right, the bet, man. Appreciate peace.
Peace. All right, peace, gentlemen. All right, thank you so much. All right, Dirty Basement Radio definitely ran a little bit over time, but it definitely was worth the wait. Thank y'all so much. All right, definitely about that time for us to get on out the door. Mr. Roy, you got any last words?
Wonderful show. Overtime was well spent. OT was well done. Shout out to everybody who came through, all the great artists, all the great people that chimed in to give us their word, you know, and definitely keep check of the timelines of seeing what is next for us. I think Monday is the next situation, Reese. And then Thursday is going to be the BSE show with yours truly in Purple Dread. And then preach again on Friday. And then back to another wonderful segment of the Dirty Basement University where you'll get so many jewels dropped. Because today the jewels are dropping so much. Man, I got to go back and replay that episode myself. And if you check the timeline, you can go back and see where you can replay the episode in case you missed it. Just in case you need to hear some of the things that was said, and you do need to go back and check that out. So stay tuned for the next episode. Dirty Basement.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. As we get on out the door, once again, fantastic show. Big shout out to everybody who's on the check-in. As Mr. Ross said, go back and check the archives of this great show. If you missed any part of the show, you can definitely do just that. As we get on out the door, let's spin it back one more time with that brand new single coming from Murphy Lee. Definitely fire. This is him featuring the Hamiltones. All right, this is called A Second Time Around, Dirty Basement Radio. Check y'all out next week. Y'all take care and be safe. Peace.
Hey.
You. Give me one more chance so that I can be a better man. Oh, give me one more chance so that I can be a better man.
living life. And the jewelry, cars, clothes, you know that whole nine. But I was still broke and famous that whole time. Bill from 97 was on me the whole six. So while I was selling records, I ain't get paid shit. I ain't saying I ain't eat, but that deal was weak. So you up and coming artists, you can learn from me. Don't sign nothing, let that check right. And don't spend your money till your bag tight. Ain't this verse for myself, Smurf, stay in the game. And get your paper dirty, stay in your lane. They say we won't make it to 25. I tried to do it all grown, just in case I'm gone. Opened up a few businesses, did that all wrong. Never got a second album, no release date. It took a whole 4 years to release, man. No pity parties, we free now. For some reason, started feeling like it's just me now. Started rapping, trying to prove Murphy Lee the best out. Subject matter changed, guess the fans felt left out. No Midwest swings and tail feathers. I need a second chance to make it better. Granddaddy taught me how to make a house a home, and my granny taught me a man don't have to do it alone. Keep my woman by my side, keep my pride in the trunk. Keep my kids hella close, cause this world don't give a fuck. Make a long story short, I learned the good from the bad. Y'all talk to Ali and Nelly, tell them both my bad. Real fan of the movement, man, I hold y'all to it. See, I was young, getting to it, I ain't know what to do.